Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, August 14th, 2026. The Muslims have launched a new massive attack on Spain. They're being overrun right now.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
We have a bunch of huge guests. We have the Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk assassination debate going right now. We have so much massive news today. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. You have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way, and all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready, and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. And it's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You will be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic government of Morocco has launched another giant Islamic attack on Spanish-held areas. It's openly backed by the State Department in Israel, completely over the top. You have the Democratic Party in a bunch of polls. This has been coming out the last few months, but now in Polymarket, which is the real poll that counts, she is the absolute frontrunner for president 2028 with these people. Just emblematic of how dangerous and insane and really dumbed down the puppets of the globalists are and the people that actually vote for this. Just wild. We've got big developments with Planned Parenthood and a giant court loss facing $2 billion for keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs and selling it to the highest bidder. Just unbelievable. The WNBA says, yeah, we're going to put biological men and women sports. So I guess that means Royce White's going to be able to do it. That's not even our top stories, though. It is all over the top important. We have a gigantic broadcast today. Please stay with us. Huge guest, your calls, and so much more. We're about to join 400-plus stations that carry us, that don't carry the first five. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and our news site, AlexJonesLive.com. You're the Paul Revere's. Take action. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You've been.
It's Friday, the 14th of August, 2026, and I'm your host, Alex Jones, and freedom and humanity is alive and kicking and coming back to take the pole position. The Great Awakening is here. The globalists are in deep trouble, and they've been thunderstruck. Ha, ha, ha. Thunderstruck. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What a transmission we have today. I mean, every day is more intense. Every day is more insane. Because the technology is moving quicker. There's more people than ever. There's more wars than ever. There's more innovation than ever. There's more good, bad, and ugly than ever. What an exciting, dynamic time to be alive. What opportunity. But the Chinese are right. Their hieroglyph, their symbol of opportunity also means positive and negative. It's really up to what we make of it. Okay. We have the vice president making an amazing, truthful statement. And I said it would boil down to this in the end. He said preventing nuclear Iran is the number two U.S. goal after ensuring cheap oil, which is the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which the administration keeps lying and saying is open. We have the numbers, and which is destroying the world economy that makes BlackRock happy, but if Trump really does want to fix the world economy and fix the U.S. economy, well, then he shouldn't be happy about it. And I can tell you from my sources in the White House, the majority have been against this war, but not the people in control. We've got that stack and a video clip of the vice president talking about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have the big story, really, that in all these different polls the last few months and now in Polymarkets, AOC is way ahead of everybody to be the front runner, Democrat nominee, in 2028, just a couple years from now. What does that say about these people? I got a bunch of clips of top Democrat socialists in America literally saying, yeah, we're getting rid of the police. If somebody rapes your daughter, just deal with it. These judges are letting all these murderers and rapists out on purpose, folks. They're not misguided. This is to destroy civilization. We've got another giant wave of Islamic invaders out of the land of the Moors, Morocco, same folks that conquered Spain for hundreds of years, had to be kicked out at the start of the Crusades, took hundreds of years to do that. And the State Department recognized them a few months ago, said you should take these areas that Spain's controlled forever. And Israel said you should attack. And now here's new footage. Yesterday and today, tens of thousands more pouring in. And first, the Spanish government said, oh, they'd all gone home last week, but most of them didn't actually go home. We have all the footage of that, the numbers. And they didn't just attack that particular province. They hit other areas as well. And we have all the footage of the buses pulling up and the police from the Moroccan side directing them, including people they'd let out of prison, chasing after them with billy clubs, making them get in the ocean and swim around the seawall that was built to invade the Spanish territory. So it is wild. I got a bunch of crazy footage of them raping, killing, attacking police, carjacking, and then just shots of the towns just overrun, military-age men everywhere. But this time, Spain, the communist government, is not denying it's happening. They've got armed troops and giant armored trucks with water cannons, and they are fighting back. And that's not because the communists don't want an open border, but they want a slow burn. They don't want to wake up the population too quickly. Mass demonstrations all over Spain against the Islamic invasion. This is a perfect case point example of how the globalists and the left and the communists want slow, they're still massive, but in comparison, slow invasions. The slow knife passes the shield. And of course, I'm quoting the book Dune by Frank Herbert, where you have these shields. You can't shoot somebody with a laser or even a projectile weapon that's fast. You've got to slowly pass your hand through the shield and then stab them. And that's the motto of the New World Order. The slow blade passes the shield. We've got that. Also, when I first saw this Caroline Leavitt story in the last 2 days that, Trump was harassing her and she abruptly quit. He didn't want her to quit and he loved her. I thought that's just more ballroom distraction or reflecting pool distraction. But then I dug into it and talked to some sources. And it's not just her. It's a lot of people see the writing on the wall of this administration and they want to get out. And I've known this for really a year. You saw Elon get out or be run out. I think it was mutual. But folks are watching what's happening up there, and a lot of them have a conscience, and they don't like it. So I'll give you some of the inside baseball on that coming up. At the same time, while we're on, you've got the Candace Owens debate on Charlie Kirk's assassination going on. We were watching the start of it. It began a few hours later than they said it would. It was just a bunch of pleasantries going on. But any highlights, we'll get to you. But we've already gone over every angle of this. And the reason this is such a big story is the system's lost all credibility. We know there's a cover-up of what really happened by the FBI. That's confirmed. But the thing is a hall of mirrors, and everything contradicts everything else. And so it really has just become a big tar baby at this point. And people that used to be politically engaged and awake spend about 40-50% of their time obsessing over every new little factoid and debating, is this AI, is that AI, what's going on here? And, I mean, we still cover it, but, I mean, you know, I don't think it deserves more than 5% of our time because we got so many big fish to fry. But I will be doing a special live show tomorrow, Saturday the 15th, at noon, with all the highlights of it, and I'll probably do 3 hours, and I'll spend an hour on it because it's interesting to me, too. But nothing against Candace or the guy she's debating. I debated him last Saturday. It comes out in about a week. He was pro-war. I'm anti-war with Iran. But the guy she's debating, how are these guys the arbiters of what really went on? I mean, the real answer is there is a cover-up by the FBI. That's confirmed, of foreign involvement. There is a cover-up of domestic involvement. And when you have that, and then so much of what they claim is on the footage isn't there, we're not getting the truth. But then the investigations into what the truth is, so much of that's not accurate, and then everybody defends every idea that's there, even though a lot of it's disprovable. So it's just a giant mess. But that is a byproduct of the system losing all trust that the public had in it. Some have said, you know, they shouldn't have this debate and that it's the Charlie Kirk murder industry. And no, I think something this important and something that we know is being covered up is just the nature of the ultimate whodunit. So you're going to, by necessity, have that. I just personally covered it quite a bit, but just not as much as some folks, where it's all they do now. And it's basically going nowhere, because this trial, where they didn't have a grand jury, they had the prosecutors indict, is as crooked as the back leg of a dog. And some people say, well, that means we should focus on it even more. Well, I mean, I will focus on it, but every little photo, every little shot, every little pixel, every little, and then no one can tell what's real and what's not. It's just emblematic of what happens when a system is run by a bunch of crooks and you don't trust anything anymore, you have to get back to basics and you have to get back to the fundamentals of life and civilization, what we know works. You got to get back to on the ground reporting, which is why we need to get the general public to basically everybody be a reporter with an X account, with your own website. They're easy to set up as well. And just have your phone, have your camera. And when you see a house on fire or a car wreck or you see a press conference going, get it yourself or any event so that we have raw on the ground human intelligence that gets fed out to the world so we know the truth. And a great case point example of that, interconnecting it before I plunge into all this news and more, there's a lot more I haven't mentioned. The Spanish government 2 weeks ago, when not 50,000, but the low estimates 80,000 to 100,000, slammed into several different provinces of Spain and North Africa in the land of Moors, Morocco, and they said there is no invasion, or they said, oh, they've all gone home, or all the rest of it. And then because we had thousands of videos, people on the ground, certified raw footage you can run through and, you know, different systems and document, it's not AI. We knew what was happening from thousands of angles. It didn't matter what the corporate media said here or in Europe. It didn't matter if the SPLC told you it didn't exist. It doesn't matter when they would, you know, under Obama saying, oh, there are no caravans, there are no migrants, there is no open border. Well, we could all go, myself included, down there and get you raw footage, and you could go see it for yourself, too. And it didn't matter because we're not just the independent media. We're not fighting the mainstream media. The corporate media is a shadow of its former self, discredited, constantly lying and twisting. So we need to stop calling them the mainstream media. They are the corporate globalist propaganda system. So I got a big stack of news on that we'll be getting to as well. A lot of big data center developments. Vivek Ramaswamy, who I like on many policies and many ideas, still, though, is a servant of the most aggressive forms of big tech, and he's out there peddling how we should all roll over to the data centers and how the data centers might even give us free electricity if we just roll over to them. Well, they've already been given carte blanche, unlimited government funding, liability protection. They're running roughshod over the local governments and the people. And the media is spinning like, oh, conservatives in small towns used to be free market. Now they're not. This is not free market. So I'm going to be getting into that. And then my big Islam stack, oh my gosh, I could spend an hour on just today's Islam out of control behavior. James O'Keefe dresses up like a Muslim in a burqa and brings in a bunch of Muslims. And did you know that if you just say you're vouching for someone, they have a law that you can vote with no ID and just go in and engage in fraud? That's one article of more than 40 items. I have public school children being loaded on field trips the parents weren't told about in Texas and taken to mosques. Now, for what, a decade in Germany and England and Ireland and France, anything, people are always like, why are you so obsessed with what's happening in Europe or the UK or Canada or New Zealand or Australia? Well, A, I care about people, period, and I care about the West. It's very important to preserve it. It's under attack. But everything you see happening in Europe is the same globalists, same NGOs, and it's coming for us. So it's intel. And boy, do we have examples of that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So I'm going to hit the big Islam deep dive when we start the next hour, because I got that stack and then two other stacks on Islam I remembered I put together. And then I've got the second wave of the giant Islamic Moroccan government-sponsored invasion funded with $40 million from the State Department passed 3 months ago by law. We showed you a few weeks ago, backed by Rubio and the Israelis, to punish Spain for not letting the U.S. launch strikes with bombers out of Spain. People go, well, he's a communist, and they said Muslims come and open the border. Yeah, just because they're bad people doesn't mean then we back Muslim countries launching full assaults against a Christian nation. There's a lot of good people in Spain that don't deserve this. And it just shows how Western governments continue to back Islamic groups, just like Israel and the U.S. officially said we may just send al-Qaeda out of Syria that runs Syria to invade Lebanon, and now Iran says, well, they'll just bomb Israel if Israel does that. And I don't back them doing that, but I mean, this is Iran fighting al-Qaeda. So it just becomes untenable. I don't want to hear Israel say, oh, side with Israel and whatever Netanyahu does because we're fighting Muslim extremists, when whether it's Hamas or al-Qaeda, you got your arm up their rear end puppeteering their Islamic extremist asses. Of course, they're not really extremists. They're just Orthodox Muslims, which by its very nature is cancerous and explosively destructive. The word extremist isn't strong enough. So that's just some of what we've got here today. Also, Truth Social sale of fast access to Trump post to, quote, get ahead of the market, the definition of insider trading. They're going ahead with it despite all the experts and regulators, everybody warning them that it's openly criminal. And again, people say, hey, the Democratic Socialists, the Democrats, they're bad. What are you doing about your Trump? I'm sorry. If I don't expose this, I'm part of it. So I am just absolutely blown away that this is going forward. But Trump knows he can pardon himself, so. And he's like, well, Pelosi does it, so why can't I? And I'll give it to Trump. At least he's hiding it in plain view. I mean, this is next level. This is like saying, well, I can pardon myself for murder, so I'm going to, you know, hypothetically, Trump walks Melania out on the front steps of the White House and shoots her in the back of the head. I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm just saying it's a terrible analogy, but that's what's happening to the ethics here. And I wonder if this is what they're doing publicly, what else are they doing? And then this is going to overshadow conservatism and populism, and that's why I say MAGA's dead. We've got to start talking about what goes forward. Well, 1776 that brought in MAGA. And populism and freedom and national sovereignty and free market and Christianity and a love of the West. That's where we are. I also have a bunch of videos, and I've got test score numbers from around the country and the rest of it. You know, in California, they got rid of SAT scores in the high schools. Then they got rid of using them in the colleges. And then that's going on all over the Western world. And then in places like Michigan, they're getting rid of grades at the universities, period. And now we're seeing the results of that. And what does that really mean? What does that do in society? Well, I saw a short speech by the teacher of the year in one town. Well, this is in Tennessee. And she just perfectly breaks down what this is going to do to society and what it's already doing. So that's all coming up. One hell of a transmission today. Now, let me just tell listeners something that is very important. Today is the last day at thealexjonesstore.com. Only happens 1 week out of the month because every month they give away another super sports car, super off-road vehicle. This month, the next month, it's two awesome deluxe off-road super trucks. So one offer ends tonight at midnight in the sweepstakes. The other began 6-7 days ago. That's how the sweepstakes work. And it goes into next month. So this is a sweet spot where you can get put in to win both of them with every purchase. And instead of every dollar you spend being put in 5X into the sweepstakes, it's 100X. That ends tonight at midnight Central Standard Time. So it closes out your ability to win the 2026 Ram 2500 Laramie. But you can also win today into next month the new offer, the 2026 Ford F-250 Super Duty plus $20,000 cash. But the big thing is you get 100 entries per dollar that you spend. So that's thousands of entries. And most people that win are winning when they do it at the end. So take advantage of that. People really like it. It's a lot of fun. And then separately, I'm going to get to this later, but there are a whole bunch of top prestigious studies, top medical systems, a whole bunch of them just came out. And one big one came out yesterday, so they then spotlighted a bunch of others. Brain structure and the response to emotional stimuli as related to gut microbes profiles. And they found that almost all the psychopaths that they've gotten access to who are in prison, who let them do blood tests and things, have parasites. Now, you think of parasites as like tapeworms and things like that, and there's thousands of different types of species that are large worms. Kennedy got one in his brain, ate part of his brain, RFK Jr. It's not a joke. There's all sorts of amoebas that are, you know, in Texas, kill people every year, that are very large single-cell organisms. There's all sorts of smaller amoebas. That's why everybody at least once a year should do a regimen, in my opinion, and doctors agree, and more mainline ones do. I've been talking about this for decades, but now it's mainstream because, you know, we're to Mars News today, that if you take the best anti-parasiticals out there, it cleanses you of this from the bacterial level up to the full-size worms. And you've got something like 2 billion people are infected with the brain worm that cats carry, and it's associated with mental illness, violence, and psychotic behavior as well. I think half of India in the studies, you can look it up, have the brain worm from the cats. That's why the, quote, crazy cat ladies want more and more cats. They want the cats to urinate everywhere. The worm programs the brain. This is a fact. Sounds like science fiction. No, it's real. To want to smell the smell of cat piss that has an enzyme put out by the worm so that there will be more of the cats with the worm, so there will be more of the parasite. There's also in nature, there's parasite amoebas that go into slugs or snails, have them go to the top of a tree so they get eaten by a species of bird who then defecates out the larva of it to continue the life cycle. So it has the slug commit suicide. And so this has been known for a long time, but they call it a conspiracy theory. Now it's mainstream news. That's the reason you want to go to 1776rx.health and get the very strongest medical-grade ivermectin with minbenzidol. Ivermectin won the Nobel Prize for antiparasitics, but I'll tell you, minbenzidol, that's the name of the drug for humans. It's a different name for, a little bit different for animals. You've heard Mel Gibson talk about all his friends that took this and what happened. I have a good friend personally that got diagnosed with something particular, and they wanted to just radiate it and all the rest of it. And then, oh, he just went on this and bloop. So consult your physicians, all the rest of it. But it's something that I believe everybody should be on a regimen of at least once or twice a year as a detox, because this stuff doesn't just go after parasites. It goes after fast replicating cells that aren't wanted, that aren't part of your body or aren't part of what your body should be doing. So you can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink, and it funds this operation, and you'll be consulting your healthcare provider and via telemedicine, the nurses and doctors, when you go to 1776rx.health. But on top of it, talk to your regular physician or nurse practitioner and do your own research into minbenzidol and ivermectin, and look what else is associated with, not just purging parasites from the bacteria and the amoebas and up to the worms. It does stuff even more important. And this is, you know, really God's, there's a lot of evil out there, but God always gives us a path of something that counters it. You are insane if you don't go to 1776rx.health and get medical grade. You can find this stuff online. Most of it's fake or adulterated. It doesn't work the same. You might get lucky and find some online that, you know, is not garbage, but this is certified medical grade, and it supports the broadcast, a 360 win. You can subscribe to it and get a giant discount on it as well. And then, you know, give it to friends and family, all the rest of this. This is important, folks. 1776rx.health. Take action now. Don't believe me. Just go search the news today about parasites being linked to mental illness, psychotic behavior, mass murder, pedophilia, everything else, and then decide to get rid of them. You might want to do that for yourself. I'm extremely excited about this. You know, we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. It's the very same great manufacturer that made this, made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay. So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy, turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan-friendly, GMO-free, gluten-free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only. No additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the T-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand, at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's very frustrating to me that even 6 months into the experimental Frankenshot COVID injections in 2021, it was in the New England Medical Journal, of all places, very prestigious, that the majority of women that took the COVID shot in the first two trimesters had miscarriages, and then 32%, if I remember correctly, I've got the studies right here in my stack, I'm going to get to it later, in the third trimester. I mean, that is a massive kill rate. And then it comes out in Fauci's own text messages and emails that he knew it was killing the babies. And huge medical complications with the women, some cases of death, and he covered it up. So where's the indictments? Oh, he was pardoned by Hunter Biden's daddy? Well, he's in an ongoing cover-up, so there's a million ways. State governments indict his ass. Grand juries. Now. And then he'll sing like a canary on all his bosses, though we already have all those documents. But that's why he hadn't been indicted, because he's a high-level functionary, but still just an Uber gopher, and ran the attacks and the HIV and the deadly drugs that killed everybody, the AZT, all of it. This wasn't his first rodeo. So that's coming up. because it's finally got the public's attention. You know, now this has come out. Now Joe Rogan, I'm not mad at Joe, but it's like the Fox News host took four COVID shots and immediately with the first few was having all these heart problems and then knew it was the shot, but didn't tell the public what had happened to him years ago, John Roberts. And Joe's like, yeah, I know a whole bunch of women. I think he said five women I got the club that had miscarriages after the shot. And I'm like, well, then tell people back when it happened. I'm just saying, why do we like, I mean, my uncle, when he was 16, was in great shape. Already had, you know, the National Baseball Scouts coming to look at him. Didn't want him to go to college, wanted him to go right into the, you know, baseball league. And he took a tetanus shot when he stepped on a nail and almost killed him and really wrecked his health. I mean, my grandmother, her doctor told her she got polio from the live polio vaccine in the mid-50s. And, of course, it later came out that most of polio was the vaccine. And in modern times, most polio is the vaccine. Reuters, AP, pull it up. The majority of modern polio cases are vaccine-induced. I know that from my grandmother. Plus, it's in the history. But it's like, oh, I'm having basically a heart attack from the shot. My doctor told me it's the shot, but I won't tell people. I'll wait till it's safe years later when everybody knows it. I'm not criticizing Joe. I'm just saying everybody needs to get out ahead of things and not wait till it's mainstream admitted. We were there before they even rolled the shots out saying it'll be associated with miscarriage because we had internal documents out of the CDC that they later published predicting just that, including the myocarditis and all the rest of it in the heart, the blood clots. So I've got those clips here in a few minutes. It ties into high school football star 17 dies suddenly following heart attack at morning practice, and you better believe he'd had a bunch of the shots. And heart problems are off the chart with young people. All-cause mortality from ages 2 to 40, there's a 44% increase in every Western country that had the shots of death. It's killed more people than World War II and World War I combined, and that's including civilian deaths. We are under attack, but I'm already kind of going there. That's coming up. Well, I didn't know that Roberts had actually done a tweet, but then deleted it. See, where is your instinct to warn people? This makes me mad. If you know something, don't wait till it's mainstream. Don't wait till it's safe. Fox News anchor John Roberts deleted a tweet that questioned vaccine efficacy in light of Colin Powell's death, clarifying that he is actually pro-vaccine. So it's worse. Back at the time, he was having serious heart problems, and his doctor told him it's from the shots, and he still took more of them, and it got worse. He had a little bit of soul and warned people and then pulled it back. Wow, even worse. Oh, Colin Powell had all his COVID shots, but it broke through, so you need more shots. The fact that Colin Powell died from a breakthrough COVID infection raises new concerns about how effective vaccines are long term. You know what? I'll do J.D. Vance and the Planned Parenthood news next. I'm already getting into the shots, so let's just do that right now. Let's get a clip 11 with Joe Rogan. Says he personally knows five women who got miscarriages after taking the COVID vaccine, calling Fauci a sociopath. How about a mass murderer be in prison or worse? He knew that women were getting miscarriages, and he lied about it. He said privately in a text message, it seems there's a cytokine storm. Well, Joe, that kind of goes by extension with you and John Roberts. I mean, you know five women that this happened to, and maybe I missed it. Maybe you did talk about it back at the time. Probably did. You know, Joe's had a lot of courage, you know, the whole time exposing this. I'm just saying you need to be first, though. You need to be up front, not a couple years into it. That's what we do here. And when I'm trying to differentiate, say, oh, look, we're the best. You can count on us here at AlexJonesLive.com, no matter how dangerous it is, to stick our necks out first when we know something's going on. And we were the first to expose COVID and predict the whole thing before they even rolled the shots out. And we've been dead on the whole time. And we're going to expose the next attempted pandemic, the next disease X. That's why we're so critical. That's why when you call in thanking me for us all together saving so many lives, warned people not to take the shot. So many of you didn't take it because of the show, and so many of your families didn't. Every day on the street, people thank me. It happened yesterday on the street. Happened with callers yesterday. I appreciate that. But listen, it was you tuning in. It was you sharing the word. It was you sharing the articles and videos. It was you, you, you. And it's not about you feeling good about yourself. It's about you realizing where the power lies, John Roberts. Because right when the shots started, the miscarriages are happening, and we see all these nurses and doctors, oh, I got really sick, but didn't tell anybody, or, yeah, my wife had a miscarriage, but I didn't tell anybody because it sounded kooky. Sounded kooky? What? Everyone knows you don't ever give a pregnant woman any of these shots. They didn't start till COVID saying pregnant women should take two shots. They should take extra. It's incredible. So, high school football star, 17, dies suddenly following heart attack at morning practice. And the statistics are, you saw it, record level with sports people. It's still happening. Video, former CDC director says it was a mistake to recommend COVID vaccine to pregnant women. Oh, we didn't know what we were doing. No, you knew exactly what you were doing. And it was in the CDC report in October of 2020, months before you rolled it out. On the list is miscarriage, sudden death, heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, infertility, turbo cancer, 70 plus things. Guys, we used to always pull that up when I said it. We probably pulled it up 1,000 times, but just pull up the CDC internal warning, and then they later officially put it out. Oh, you didn't have the government officials. Good job. They did that in like 3 seconds. Remember, they had waivers for members of Congress and their staff and high-level federal appointees and their staff, but not the military, not the FBI, not the federal marshals, not the Border Patrol, not the Selective Service, not all those federal, no, 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 no. You've got to take it. To Trump's credit, he didn't sign an executive order saying you have to or you're fired, but Biden did. Yeah. Fauci urges pregnant women to get vaccinated. We can play you compilations of it's good, it's safe, help your baby do it. Oh, oh. In fact, you should get extra shots. Want to see the videos? You want to hear his evil voice? 2017, don't worry, Trump will be hit by a new pandemic, probably respiratory out of China. It'll change everything. We're going to get rid of the old system and fast-track mRNA. Take your shot. You're going to love it. You're great. Stay 6 feet apart. Unless you're Black Lives Matter, then riot. That's good. Oh, CDC study. Black Lives Matter protests are good for stopping the virus, but any other protest is bad. Think I'm joking? That's an exact headline. Remember the feds? When the left protests, it's good and stops the virus. Now new documents have come out that they didn't want people out in public because they didn't want learned natural immunity to take hold that would have basically instantly ended what COVID was doing, just a souped-up cold virus, because the shot was the real attack, the real weapon. And everyone clapping for the medical crews the first year, but once it became mandatory, hundreds of thousands got fired. They weren't so cool anymore doing their TikTok videos. But let's look at this. By the way, you can just pull up, type in New England Medical Journal, massive increase in miscarriages after COVID mRNA shot. But look at this. Oh, reports of miscarriages to CDC VAERS system that's super even ultra hard to use. But despite that, the biggest signal of miscarriage and death ever recorded starting right when the shots roll out and then the boosters roll out, right at the level of the refusal of the boosters, and as it went down to almost nothing in just a few years, from 80-something percent, you know, taking the first shot to 50% taking the next to 30% and then down to like 2% for the, you know, fifth booster or whatever. But look at this. It went from a previous peak of miscarriages back in 2008 when they had a bunch of shots rolling out at 200-something percent to 3,500% increase in 2021 and a 1,700-plus percent increase the next year. And then people stopped taking the shot, so now it was only a 400% increase and then a 300% increase. Ah, what happened there? Gee, I wonder. Do I need to be a pathologist to know? If I see somebody walk up on the street and shoot somebody in the head with a shotgun, their brains blow out everywhere, and I say, that person's dead? Do I need a pathology degree to tell you that? Do I need to be a coroner? Gee, what's that signal right there? And then, of course, all the documents, it's all confirmed it was that, you know, real. But sure, you're not a doctor. You're not a virologist. You're not a pathologist. You're not a cardiologist. Oh, I just have all the top ones on, agreeing with me. And the leftist goons, I've had 12 shots. I love it. I got more. It's so good. It's so nice. And now we're like, John Roberts went on TV 2 days ago and said, it, you know, almost killed me, but I still kept taking more. My daughter even admitted it was the shot, but why didn't you tell us? It'd be like if you went to the store and bought a certain brand of aspirin and ate one and it almost killed you, and then you took it to the toxicologist. They found out it had a low dose of arsenic in it or cyanide. Everybody's going to run and pull it off the shelf and warn people. But, oh, no, I got poisoned. I better not tell anybody. I might sound kooky. So, just amazing. So, everybody else, if you have five women tell you, right when the shots roll out, they had miscarriages, and women were saying, oh, my God, my period was totally normal. Now I don't have it anymore. Now I just bleed all the time. Now, you know, then you know, you should have your wife, or you should have your wife's friend or your coworker that told you this. You should try to get them to speak up themselves, but if they won't, you should at least go out and tell people. Because we need to do this when we get attacked again, and the globalists say they're going to hit us with new pandemics and new scares. We have to instantly respond. We have to take action. We know there are a bunch of killers that want to depopulate us. We know there are a bunch of evil globalists. We know they have a long track record of saying they're going to do it to us and being caught doing it and all sorts of lethal secret experiments. So they're known killers. And so the next time they try this and the people foolish enough to take it are dying, getting sick, and having heart attacks and miscarriages around you, you've got to raise the alarm. You know, if you're at the mall and you smell a really strong smell of gas, you need to go tell mall security. Or if you wake up at 2 a.m. and smell smoke and your neighbor's house is on fire, you need to call 911 and also go knock on your neighbor's door, see if they're home or see if they know. You know, high trust societies are known for people getting engaged, good Samaritans helping others. Look at places like China, somebody gets run over, they're half alive, nobody helps them. Americans used to be known as some of the most helpful people ever. Now that's changing because people are so into themselves and don't want to bother themselves or don't want to get criticized for warning people that John Roberts almost got killed and wouldn't even tell people it was a problem. That's why I harp on him. Now, Joe, I'm sure he probably did actually talk about the miscarriage thing before. I'm sure that he didn't. I can't speak for that. But now he's definitely telling people the story about it. Here's the clip.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, you see the Fauci thing where he knew that women were getting miscarriages.
What?
And they lied about it. He lied about it months after he knew, after he expressed publicly or privately rather in a text message that it seems there's a cytokine storm that's causing miscarriages with the second dose. So he says this in a text message. I don't know if he said second dose, but he did say cytokine storm that is associated with miscarriages, and then publicly was out there promoting the idea of women who are pregnant getting vaccinated when he knew there was an issue. And they also lied about the number. The number of women that got, I don't even want to say what the number was, because what I'm reading is 80%.
It's 83% increase in the first two trimesters. New England Medical Journal.
Insane. But I personally know five people who got pregnant during the pandemic, got vaccinated, and had miscarriages. Five different people.
If I got a girl pregnant, I'd be like, you need to get the vaccine.
You need to be safe. Our baby needs to be safe. Yeah. Yeah. And you should get both, the Moderna and the other one, just in case.
Whoa,
yeah.
Mama.
Dude, it's terrifying. That guy's a sociopath. People that are thinking that this guy was some sort of a healthcare hero, you don't know what happened in the 80s. You need to go and just objectively read up on what that guy did with AZT and AIDS.
Did he do a lot of good with AIDS?
So, no. I'll tell you in a minute. Well, oh, so boy. What does it say? Cumulative miscarriage rate of 10.8% from 6 to 20 weeks with after mRNA vaccination. Just stop and think of that. Imagine if you're having a kid, and Mark, you have a kid, you're the only one besides me. Mm-hmm. You love your kids more than anything in life. The idea that you could give a medication and 1 out of 10, your baby's dead.
Mm.
No one's going to sign up for that. And what is the odds your wife is going to live and everyone's going to be fine? It's 99.9999 if you're healthy. Yeah.
99999.
Nine people that they should get vaccinated while they're pregnant.
I should have signed up.
A claim from early 2021 pregnancy registry report showed an 81 to 82% miscarriage rate. This is a misleading recalculation of preliminary registry data. Many live births in that early report involved people vaccinated in late pregnancy. So simply removing them from the denominator while returning. But the issue, apparently what he said, was in the first trimester. That's why it's 82% within the first trimester. That's what they're saying.
So first two.
This is what I'm reading from.
I've had all the medical doctors on. Including we've gone over
Jay
this whole.
Jay Bhattacharya was talking about it online. So this is like not kooks that are talking about this. This issue that he knew that there was an issue with women having miscarriages, and that motherfucker still promoted it. He still promoted it openly on television. It's very important that women get vaccinated. That's the most important thing. They were just selling vaccines, man. They were selling vaccines and killing people.
Yeah, so you notice you go ask ChatGPT or whatever, and it spins it. Oh, well, it's in the first true trimesters there was an 80-plus percent. But when you average it with the other one, it was lower, so it's really only 10. There's a whole bunch of studies. It was well known. And anybody who's older than 30 or even younger than that, if you pay attention, until COVID, they always said, don't give pregnant women frickin' shots. Don't give them vaccines because an autoimmune problem and miscarry. That's been well known. So they're like, oh. In fact, type this in, guys. I bet you can find them. You got to probably click web. It's really old, like 5 years old, 6 years old. There were headlines. CDC says, or it was like Fauci says, Hotez says, they were all pregnant women should take extra COVID shots and extra flu shots. Take two. Type in pregnant women should take two flu shots. It'll just come up. Pregnant women should take double the COVID shots. I saw them say it. I read the articles. So not only do they know it's killing people, killing the babies, they go, take double. And then let's just take their spin. Oh my gosh, only 10% of the babies die. 10%. Imagine your block's got 100 people on it. Well, the gunman only killed 10 people. It's not a problem. And then I have compilation videos here today that are 15 minutes long, 10 minutes long, an hour long. A Planned Parenthood, people sitting around going, yeah, I'm buying a Ferrari with the money. Yeah, we keep the babies alive and sell them to the universities with still beating hearts. Just type in what I'm saying and all the videos of it. And now federal court rules against Planned Parenthood in devastating blow that's going to cost them $2 billion. And I remember when these pro-life groups, going back 25, 30 years ago, because one of the people that prosecuted them was the attorney general. She even did it when she was district attorney in San Francisco. She prosecuted people in San Francisco that snuck in and got jobs and infiltrated Planned Parenthood and showed them keeping babies alive and selling them. So it took decades to get this out. And then the group still kept going, and even though they got prison sentences, $1 million fines. Look it up, folks. It was a saga. I had these heroes on and their lawyers. And then they didn't stop. More waves undercover. And yeah, there she's talking about the Ferrari she's getting. And so, and they're drinking literally $400 bottle of wine at lunch. And I've just got hours of this. And them confirming, yeah, we keep the babies alive. We tell the woman, oh, your baby died. And they love third trimester babies. They get hundreds of grand for those. The organs, everything else. So this is the monsters you're dealing with. And I need to start the next hour and get into all the other news. I think we're doing a pretty good job today, moving through a lot of important news. Just show who the globalists are, what they think of you, how they're out to get you, how they see you as an animal, how being trusting of them is idiotic, how we have to dismantle these globalist institutions and put them in prison. And also want to show you, Harrison did it yesterday, and I've seen other videos of this, other ultrasounds. By the way, they don't ever turn the ultrasound for you on a true 3D, but for decades you go to the mall and, you know, see your baby in 3D. But for hearts and other things, because, you know, I'm older now, so I've gone and gotten my full proctology exams and colonoscopies and 3D heart scans, you know, just to, you know, because you're 50-something, time to do it. So really should do it when you're 40, but I went and did all that this year. And I'm sitting there watching my heart, 3D, perfect, you know, on a big screen, while the nurse practitioner is sitting there for like an hour going over it. And it's just amazing. They don't show you that when you go to the medical doctor, the OGBYN, because they admit, oh, in case there's a deformity or in case you want to abort, they find it makes you, this is the news articles on this, the bioethicists at the hospitals don't get machines or calibrate the machines to where you can actually see how human they are. You're shown some black and white, you know, TV thing. Looks like it's from the 1950s. So you don't personalize it. But the ultrasound they've got is 3D color television. And they can hit a button and make it the actual color it is, because the scan can do that. Or it can hit a button and you know, do all these different colors and show where the veins are, or where tissue is, or where the organs are. And, I mean, it's amazing. And so they have all of this. But notice when you go in for an ultrasound, it's black and white. And they talk about the bioethics boards, too. I've read these articles and reports on air. They'll go, if the technician sees a serious deformity, de-res so that the parent doesn't notice and do not inform them at the time. Just get a recording of it and let the physician at a later date tell them. So, yeah, I mean, you've seen the scans. Remember, all the liberal states tried to pass laws saying these mall kiosk should be banned. Some states did. Oh, you can't show a woman what the baby actually looks like. You can't show it sucking its thumb. You can't show it in HD color. But they can do it for your heart or for your brain or for your liver or for your Achilles all day long. Just think about how they control reality, how they control perception, how they block the real crime statistics, how they don't let you see a real ultrasound of the baby. All of this. And they dehumanize our children while they're chopping them up and selling them. But now, because of 25 years of two different pro-life groups, people going to prison, people losing their houses, I got to dig all those articles back up and have those heroes back on. Because this, you know, third round, none of them went to prison. It was the first two rounds. We're talking 10-year prison sentences. Yeah, and that's old. That's like 3D from 20 years ago. The 3D now is unbelievable. I mean, they were scanning my heart and going, let's scan into this little artery. And they'd zoom way into a little bitty artery and go, look, no blockages. Your heart's a 20-year-old man when it comes to...
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life.
Yeah, ain't it?
reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. Let's hit this report at AlexJonesLive.com. Hope you share it. That's how we defeat the enemy. Gates' water shortage prophecy and the depopulation endgame. Here it is.
Bill Gates just handed us the next chapter of the globalist eugenicist perfect storm playbook on a silver platter.
Water shortages could be the biggest mass mortality event the world has ever seen. I am talking billions of people dying.
What the?
The only way we ensure people remain safe is by being invested in the United States Water Reserve.
Pair that with his well-documented purchases of farmland and water rights across the American West.
You're reporting Bill Gates started buying land in 2013 through a web of limited liability shell companies across the country. Tell us what he's got.
I mean, there is a lot of land, and it's over about 18 different states, right? So we're talking about 70,000 acres in North Louisiana, around the Delta region, 14,000 acres in Florida, over 40,000 acres in Arkansas, over 14,000 acres in Washington. So it really just spans the country, and it is a lot of land. Local farmers I spoke to in South Georgia and North Florida said that he's doing the same thing that Big Ag did before he got there, which is using a lot of fertilizer that leaches into the rivers, causes big algae blooms, and actually is very ruinous for the habitats of manatees and fish.
Plus the exploding thirst of AI data centers that are draining aquifers dry and the pattern snaps into focus, manufacture the crisis, control the supply, and thin the herd under the banner of saving the planet.
The animals that can eat grass have very unusual stomachs that have these bacteria that are methanogenic in there. And so they leak natural gas, both out the front and the back.
Oh, no, and so do we.
And so people have said, well, let's change the hay or throw some things in there. And it's been, nobody knows how to get rid of
How to get cows to stop farting.
Exactly.
Oh, methane's great for the atmosphere.
This is the same oligarch who spent years pushing experimental injections.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus.
How ready was the world for this, say on a scale of 1 to 10, and how about the U.S.?
The U.S. gets a low score.
Now positioning himself as the gatekeeper of the one resource no human can live without for more than a few days.
My name is Doug Seavey. I build data centers. I own data centers. I built the first private data center in the state of Iowa. And everything that Google is telling you is BS.
Hi, I'm Ben Townsend. I lead infrastructure strategy and sustainability here at Google. Google's helping foster a new era of technological progress, and we are committed to doing so responsibly. You probably already know that data centers need energy to operate, but you might be surprised to learn that they generate heat and often rely on water for cooling. At Google, we understood early on that as the use of digital services grew, so too would the need for water to cool data centers. That's why we set out to find a responsible, sustainable way to manage this vital resource.
I have a data center right now that's running in Hiawatha, and I have been there 14 years and have never used 1 gallon of water. What Google isn't telling you is they don't want to use the technology because it costs more. They're going to burn through the water, and when it's done, and they don't care. Then they'll put the money in. When I called you and talked to you, and I said, you should really help, let me help you, I never heard anything back. And I warned you. I said, my well goes dry, I'm coming after you because I know what's going on. And you can't do this. You guys have to say no water. They don't have to have it.
UN reports on water bankruptcy and data center consumption provide the scientific cover. While Gates and his fellow Davos acolytes buy the actual aquifers and dictate distribution.
Get off your couch and go protest the nearest data center coming near you, because if you don't, in 10 years, this, it's going to be gone, guys. We need water to live.
Americans still clinging to the idea that these people mean well need to wake the hell up. You can stockpile food, guns, and gold, but without water, you're finished in 72 hours. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the car.
Massive news just broke. I'm analyzing it now. It fits into what I said, that Trump's about to go to war with Netanyahu. He just officially did. This is incredible. Stand by for that, my friends.
What if I told you they've been lying? I found that double wide with water rights. And now the cow cars are back again. They sold you some old lies about the greater good and sacrifice.
And you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later, you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. And you have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready, and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys
to civilization. Massive news about to break. Stand by. Share live feeds now.
Woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready.
Woo!
Where's Ric Flair when you need him?
Woo!
Well, Axios, the CIA, Trump's mouthpiece, just dropped a major bombshell. The story with all the links is at AlexJonesLive.com. I suggest you share that article and point out the live feed at AlexJonesLive.com/show if you want to fight the tyrants and want to win and want to roll over and die. Trump is not endorsing Netanyahu for re-election. He's gone from groveling and saying pardon him and he's the best ever to refusing to meet with him. And, you know, now finally after months he says he will, but Netanyahu gave him fake intelligence. Israel bragged they did. Netanyahu admitted he drug us into both Midnight Hammer and the official war, what, 170 days ago? How many days are we into this disaster now? The Pentagon told Trump don't do it. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman told him. But the media never attacked Cain. He was too influential. It's 167 days in. They attacked Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent instead. And have they been thanked? No, they've been driven out. But now, here's the big development. Trump has not endorsed Netanyahu for re-election, and they're saying he's not going to endorse him from the White House after Jewish state continues to subvert U.S. peace efforts. You saw yesterday the White House telling Israel, do not continue to attack Lebanon and get out. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have greater Israel. Stop it. And you're not taking part of Syria. Get out of Syria. Then the U.S. ambassador from Israel to the U.S., and I got that right, he's their ambassador, to keep his job, Huckabee says, this is incredible, unprecedented terror. Israel's murdering the Christians all over the Middle East, particularly in the West Bank. Burning down their churches, blowing them up. He's doing that to keep his job. But the point is there was a bunch of other reports that come right out of the CIA, right out of the Defense Intelligence Agency, right out. I told you all this Axios stuff is Trump. And I told you that a year ago, a few months ago. They go, actually, these leaks aren't leaks at all. They're from him. He's allowed to leak whatever he wants. He's the chief executive. And I told you, wait for him to start openly breaking with Netanyahu. He just did it. I said that yesterday. And some of you be like, no, we're doomed. Stop giving us hopium. I'm not. I'm fighting the NDAA that has Israel basically merged our military and intelligence. It's outrageous. It should be easy to defeat. It's passed the House and the Senate. There's major opposition forming. And I'm saying, let's stop the war. let's go to his old policy of economic containment, which they say were the old policy. They put the Treasury Secretary in charge. This is the off-ramp. What Joe Kent in my Saturday interview literally said is what the Pentagon told Trump to do. That's a declassified report. They've issued new reports. And now Trump is actually listening to the Pentagon, not that they're perfect little angels, but compared to Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir, they are. I mean, they at least like to win wars. The mullahs ain't falling anytime soon. And Israel's like, we don't care. Put them under sanctions forever and cut off the strait for 10 years. We don't care. It'll take years to get off the Strait of Hormuz and build all the backups. So you got one train with Trump trying to end this now, and his surrogates really doing it. This is real. But you got other lobbies and interests. You got Fox News with big detailed reports about Trump's got control of the strait. More oil than ever is flowing out. And they can't supply the numbers. Just like they've got fake AI numbers that, oh, oil's really only $83 a barrel, but you translate it out, it's $110, $115 a barrel. In what it translates out to at the gas pump, and diesel's way worse. So you got a bunch of BS going on here. But this is wild. Vance also says the war is about opening the strait and getting oil prices down. He's taking away, and he's doing it for Trump, he's a surrogate, the issue of Iran being nuclear and we've got to stop a nuclear weapon and all that. He's taking the reason we're there away from Israel and making it about oil, which is wasn't a problem until this war started 167 days ago. So you read a headline like that, and you're like, oh, what does that mean? It means a lot in policy, and you're going to see a lot more of this. Because Trump rolled the dice. He's like, okay, we get the mullahs out of there and do all this. We just had a success in Venezuela, and Netanyahu's sure of it. Couldn't convince any other president of it because the experts told him don't do it. It's not going to work. Dog ain't going to hunt. Very low probability. Trump rolled the dice, and I even said when this started 167 days ago on that Saturday show, just hours into it, I said, look, if I could punch a magic button and send the mullahs to the Phantom Zone, you know, like they do in Superman, oh, you, General Zod, you're bad. We're not going to kill you. We just imprison you forever in this crystal and fire you off into space. If I could hit a button and send the mullahs off to, you know, Timbuktu, I'd do it, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And up above Israel, you got BlackRock and the globalists want to derail the economic recovery and kill the dollar. So Trump just walked into their trap. And 167 days later, I am validated in royal flush. I mean, you can't have a better hand. And I'm not up here bragging. I mean, this was known. This was not a hard prediction to make. There's few things been war game more than this war with Iran. And Joe Kent said, declare victory, put them under sanctions, and then let them say the strait's closed. It'll make everybody turn against them. They'll become a pariah. They'll be the bad guy now, and then they'll be forced to open it. And even if they don't, we can crank up our exports, and then we're not the ones to blame for it. That's very Machiavelli, but that is the pragmatic exit strategy. And Kent said to me, and you know, Alex, I'm not a genius. I think he's very smart. He goes, you know, this is the Pentagon reports and not just the ones that are public. He goes, this is known information. Yeah, known means it's like known. Like water boils at this temperature, water freezes at this temperature. But Trump rolled the dice. And so just declare victory before it gets worse and get out of there. Now, I would advise the Iranians, and they do watch. I never remember making a big deal about this. I haven't just been invited to hang out with the heads of state and stuff over in Russia. I didn't do it because of optics. I used to get invited all the time. Ahmed Energy wants to have dinner with you. Oh, all expenses paid trip to Tehran. You know, Jackson Hinkle's taking those offers. Not me. I'm like, nope, I'm American, not doing that. Just because I don't want to have a big war with you doesn't mean I support your Shiite cult, your 12th Iman BS, your Council of Ten, all the rest of it, your Ringwraith stuff. But the point is they do listen. And I would tell them, don't overplay your hand. Because there isn't just Israel involved here wanting its greater Israel and globalists wanting this war to go on forever. There are a lot of other interests out there that do not want to see a strategic defeat admitted for the United States. And you should declare victory. We should declare victory. And then you should get your hands off the strait. and you should pull back, because I'm telling you, if you keep pushing it, you're gonna get nuked. And I'm not happy about that. It's completely insane. There's already a defense umbrella that I predicted with Pakistan, with Turkey, and everybody else. That was the logical next move. This is a total escalation. We need to de-escalate this right now. And I would tell the Iranians, don't be like Trump and gamble and step in it and screw the pooch. Because I know you're messianic, and I know a lot of you actually believe you've got to have a war to have the 12th Imam pop up and all this, but some of you are not like that. Turns out Ahmadinejad was working with the U.S. the whole time, but then Israel tried to kill him, and that he got off the train. He got a bunch of generals to his house, and they were supposed to blow him up when they left down the road. They bombed his house, and Israel told him, they admitted this, oh, well, we dropped a 2,000-pound bomb, but it was 300 feet from you, and it only broke your back and a bunch of your bones and killed a bunch of your family. We weren't targeting you. We blew him up in the parking lot. And Ahmadinejad told the State Department, this was leaked by Trump. He said, I'm done. And who knows he's even alive now? Remember, he was the ultimate devil, Ahmadinejad? He wanted to make a deal. And then Israel told him to have a meeting with all the mullahs, a peace deal, and they blew up the meeting. Because Israel doesn't want more meetings. They want quagmire. They want hysteria. They want chaos. And I told you that months ago, Israel officially says, we want chaos. This is the perfect situation. But the great part about it is, I have Netanyahu's rabbi. And I got people say, oh, you're cherry picking. You want me to play you 1,000 rabbis saying this? And it's not the majority of them, but it is the particular sect around Netanyahu that they call ultra right wing. I don't know what's right wing about it. Saying America and Europe, for what they did to the temple, will be destroyed. We've made documentaries showing hundreds of clips of this, but this is a new one. And we don't even want America to help us because we're invincible. And so as soon as America stops supporting us, they will be destroyed. And it's just like, dude, you think the average American can even find Israel on a map? You think the average American had something to do with Titus? He says it. We're going to get you for the second temple. And this is Netanyahu's rabbi. But, okay, you want to fight? Wasn't looking for one, pal. But I'm not going to sit here and take this. And they're like, well, we've got all the opposition to Israel, and when we make everybody attack us. They put all this out on TV. I saw the headline. This was leaked. It wasn't leaked. The headline of leak makes everybody click it. These rabbis, I without even looking, it's rabbis everywhere in real time saying that we control America, we're sucking it dry, and then when we're done, we'll collapse America because of what they did to us 2,000 years ago. And I'm just like, dude, you're totally bonker town. And you say, well, why is he saying it on TV? Because it was an evil genius. He's stirring it up. And he thinks that when all this conflagration comes, in fact, it almost does a disservice to play this one rabbi that just came out yesterday. Because let's not exaggerate. I said 1,000 because I haven't even looked for it. I've seen hundreds of high-level rabbis, all the top ones that are Likudniks, that other than not wearing a Nazi armband, act just like Nazis. We are the supreme people. Everybody else are dogs. We will enslave you. You'll all be our slaves. We're going to take over the world. We're unstoppable. We are supreme. We are the Ubermensch. And I'm just like, dude, you're crazy, man. You are absolutely on a power trip and out of your mind. And the rabbis say, they go, we've never been defeated despite all the attacks, and we will not be defeated now. God's on our side. And you're starting a fight with the country that backs you and saying, we're going to get it for Titus. It's like Crips and Bloods. your granddaddy shot my granddaddy, so 40 years later, I'm going to shoot you in front of a gas station. You don't even know what your granddaddy did. This is 2,000 years ago when the zealots, where the word comes from, Zionist zealots, proto-Zionists, kept attacking the Romans, and the Romans weren't angel cakes, but they, compared to other people, you didn't mess with them. Jews were running Israel, Jews were running Judea, they were running Jerusalem, and they just kept attacking and killing the Romans. It was such a problem. They put on one hell of a fight. They marched in a bunch of legions and tore everything down and tore Titus was ordered by Pompeo, not the former CIA director or State Department head, but his ancestor or his you know, and you always talked about that. I forgive you for what your ancestor Pompeo did, maybe. And then he's like, we will get Rome when he walks out of the press conference in Hebrew. The Romans will fall. And Pompeo gets it. He's like, yeah, no, I'm on your side. He's like, yeah, Pompeo, you're our bitch now. Because with them, it's all genetic. It's like, because you see it is. It's like, there's Pompeo right there on the stage working for Netanyahu now. You see how this works? Because actually it's true. It is with genetics like 1 second later. You think of 2,000 years ago as a trillion years ago. But for people that have a culture and a sense of long term, at least with these particular rabbis, man, this is like 5 minutes ago. So you don't have a beef. You don't even know what they're talking about. They got a beef with you. And I'm like, can we get off the crazy train and stop the beef? They're like, no, we're going to replay World War II. Everybody against us is Hitler and we're good. And I'm like, how about we don't do that? Because there's a bunch of nuclear weapons and bioweapons now. And if we did World War II again, plus I don't want to destroy you. But if we do it again, there's a probability we're all dead. And they just get all crazy-eyed. And Ben Gavir goes, God is on our side. You think that demonic zombie represents God? I mean, I can look at one, take one look at him and my skin crawls. And I can tell you, I'm dialed into the Creator. I'm certainly no perfect angel cake myself, but I know what God likes. And God is in me. I'm not God, but I got God's spirit in me, and God's skin crawls when he watches and listens to Ben Gavir. Does your skin crawl? Does your skin crawl when you look at Mondami? Uh-huh. When you look at King Charles, does your skin crawl? I'm not saying there's only skin crawling people like Ben Gavir, because you got to be fair about this and real. But the particular cancer in the Middle East right now, the whole Middle East is a cancer. The Muslims are a cancer. The people running Israel are a cancer. It's like a battle of cancers. And I'm just like, I'm not Pompeo. I don't want to blow you up. Stop. It's like, no, 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 no. You blew up our temple. You blew up our temple. I've got the rabbi. When we come back, I'll play it. You know, we ought to just air Harrison. I asked him to update it. I love Harrison. He does so many viral videos. He's really is a master editor and researcher. I mean, everybody already knows about this for decades, but I sent him a clip and said, you want to cover this? Instead, he just makes a whole documentary about it. It's called The Eight Front War. It's like 15 minutes long. But I said, you ought to, that's like a year old and it's super viral. You ought to do an update to it. The Eighth Front. Yeah, just that version has 23 million views. There's copies of it everywhere. It probably has 100 million views. Sure, I see other versions like 15 million, 10 million, 8 million, 9 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, just everywhere. That's just on X. He needs to update it because the stuff's way worse since then. We could have an hour-long documentary, just a rabbi, 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 rabbi. We're going to kill you. We're going to destroy Europe and America. We're going to burn you to the ground. You're cursed to hell to live in feces. And then show the rabbis with Netanyahu in Hebrew going, we need a bigger war to get the Messiah. I'm working on it. And that's just like the imams. We need a big war. The 12th imam, the Christian Zionists. Oh, let's get Armageddon. We'll make Jesus come back. Like you're on an airplane, you hit the button for the stewardess. Or you're at the movie theater, you know, you hit the button to get popcorn. Hey, Jesus, get in there and blow this up. Come on, let's go.
Finally.
You think you just ring a bell and God does what you say? Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Black dog rolling.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up! Get on your feet! Fools and liars! Here at the next phase of the InfoWar, AlexJonesLive.com. And we are pro-human all the way. You may be part of an evil Muslim ideology. You may be part of a psychotic permutation of the Zionist. You may be a Hindu. You might be a Christian, a Catholic, whatever. I love humans, period. And I believe in humanity, and I believe in the truth, and I'm just stating it here. But I will not sit here with these corrupt ideologies and lay down to them and pay them lip service. And I will show you what they are saying and what they are doing. And China has been the main group manipulating our country in the last 40 years. Israel's been second to it, but then there's been financial interest and globalists and BlackRock that have been above that. But now Israel tried a total takeover of America and our internal policy to control foreign policy, and it's backfired, and now Trump is making noises the last 6 months, but now he's really making the real actions. That doesn't mean he's good, doesn't mean he's great, but this is super unpopular at the Pentagon, super unpopular inside the White House. Everybody's intimidated by it, they're sick of it, and it's destroying U.S. power. And our system has got its own problems, and it's wildly corrupt, but there are turf battles, and I knew when Israel tried to take over the Pentagon, that was too far. And plus, wrecking the country, because BlackRock likes it up above that. So let's now, just one of the, it's almost a disservice to just play one of these, but this guy's like Netanyahu's rabbi, okay? He's like one of the top advisors of Netanyahu. Top rabbi, very close to Netanyahu, reveals Israel's real plan. Once they stop getting help from the most powerful nations in the world, the rabbi says as long as these nations are supporting Israel, they're going to get a little more time before they go down to their knees because they're cursed, because they're Romans, because of the temple, second temple. And then there's other clips of him. You can just go on and on where it says China will destroy America because China wasn't involved with the Romans. And I can show you hundreds of rabbis saying this. Harrison shows dozens in his Eight Front War documentary, which I've been, I don't tell my host what to do. I say, hey, this is kind of breaking. You might want to cover this sometimes, or I send them links. But I have asked Harrison, will you make Eight Front War 2.0? And he's like, well, that was too viral and too important. No, I'm not going to. I'm being a little sarcastic, but he hasn't done it yet. And I mean, it's like the stuff that's come out since he put this out, whatever it was, 8 months, a year ago, I don't know how long ago it was. It's like, it's way worse, way out in the open now. And it's like, Harrison Smith, I want Eight Front War 2.0 update. Calling Harrison Smith, he'll be here in an hour and a half hosting. Maybe I'll choke him on air and make him do it. I'm joking. I did a joke choking the other day if you missed it. All right, let's get serious. I got a lot of the news to cover. Let's go to the rabbi, and I'll finish up on the Strait of Hormuz, and then I'm going to shift gears into our little Islamic pals. And I just call it like it is. Israel and the U.S. State Department admit they're behind the Moroccan attack, and now they just launched another giant attack to punish Spain. And I don't like the commies in Spain, but the point is, okay, they wouldn't let you use it as a military base. The average Spanish people deserve this? Well, you can, these same rabbis say, the Muslims are our second enemy. The West is our first enemy. Yeah, Netanyahu has rejected Trump's Gaza roadmap. Israel says they're not going to leave Lebanon. They're going to keep it. This is a real split, and we need to expose it, and we need to push it and get Israel out of control of our foreign policy and much of our domestic. Some of you that say if you even try to get Trump to do something good, you're like siding with Trump. No, that's called not being engaged, not being on the field, and you're probably on the payroll of the Israelis saying that. No, I will do what I know is best, because as Yoda said, for 800 years I've trained Jedis. My own counsel will I keep. Doesn't mean I don't listen to other people, but foolishness I don't listen to. Oh, God, you shouldn't praise this good person administration. What are you doing, sucking Trump's wiener? What is that? Because I do care about you guys, but it's retarded. But the caller just said, Alex, Hitler was a good Christian, and I don't appreciate you talking bad about him. He wrote in Mein Kampf and gave speeches how much he hated Christians. He wanted to ban Christianity. I don't believe the mainstream media. You don't believe a book he published? I'm just sick of ignorance. I'm tired of it. Well, wait, if you're criticizing Israel, Hitler must be good. Or Muslims must be good. They're our little buddies. What? Bunch of crazy groups going for world domination. We need to dominate with innovation and ideas and culture. And there's unlimited resources. We either move to the next level or we destroy each other. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. The AOCs, the Hassan Pikers, all these groups, if you listen to them, sound just like the other groups they're opposing. They're just blaming the other group. It's mindless tribalism because they think you're stupid, so they run that play. I believe that the message and the medium is the message. You give people a highbrow analysis, they become highbrow. More highbrow. You give people a dumbed down system, they get dumber. And that's how this works. You feed people idiocy. You give people garbage, they put garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Believe me, if I wanted to dumb this show down and manipulate stupid people, I could do it all day long. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to get smart people on board to move forward to save humanity and try to raise the really stupid, dumb people up a little bit. That's what a real aristocrat does. If you're so superior, why do you need to dumb people down to be in charge? Plus, if you were really ever in charge of something for real, you know it's a responsibility and a burden. But you're not a real leader, so you don't understand that. All right, go to the rabbi. Here it is.
Because the most powerful nations in the world have to go down to their knees. That's what happened to Egypt. That's what's going to happen to America. That's what's going to happen to Germany. That's what's going to happen to France. That's what's going to happen to London. England's going to happen to Poland. That's what's going to happen to Russia. That's what's going to happen to China. That's what's going to happen to North Korea. They're all going to go down to their knees and all see Hashem. But as long as they keep helping us, they'll get a bracha. And they're not going to go down to their knees. They're going to get a little more time. You guys want more time? I don't want more time. So you understand, when I hear they're friends with us, they're just perpetuating more of this status quo. They're all going to go down. They're all going to go down to their knees, especially the Western ones. The Zohar says that they're going to go down hard for how they treated us over the last 2,000 years. For the destruction of the Second Temple and how they treated us, Hashem's going to take them down hard.
Listen, a far-off land is going to come and go after the Western allies. Westerners are fighting, and they're going back and forth, and then this far-off country comes, and Edom falls to them. They lose. The Western countries lose this war.
Yeah. It's like they lost in Vietnam.
No, very much not like that. Because it's all their armies, everybody, their whole sovereignty. Their sovereignty is going to be gone. They will no longer be a superpower. God's going to come and save these China, whoever it is, and wipe out the Christian countries. Why? Because they destroyed the Second Temple. Meaning, while you were all rooting for the West this whole time, you forgot about the fact that they have major debt to pay. And that is, they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash.
And China never touched the Beis Hamikdash.
Right, they don't even know what it is.
Probably fucking terrible with it.
And not only because they destroyed Beis Hamikdash, you ready for this? Think about the Holocaust now and all the pogroms and all what were those called, crusades, wiping out whole cities of Jews. The Hitzavul, the Israel Begolus, and they caused pain to the Jewish people in their exile. Meaning they persecuted. Hitzavul persecuted. Meaning they're going to get killed in the end, because God is going to go on the side of probably China, wipe out the whole West. Why? Because of the destruction of the Second Temple, which is still a debt they never paid. And because of the persecution. I mean, all that persecution the Jews have gone through is still a bill that has to get paid by the West. There's a pasuk that says that there's going to be a slaughtering for God. Bitbasra, Shivarani. Basra is a capital of part of Rome, like a big city of Rome. And this is going to be God's avenging. This is going to be God's korban, God's sacrifice or slaughter.
Is Basra the city in Iraq?
Yeah, also. But here it says Shivarani. God comes at the aid of China and wipes out all the Western countries. America, everyone's going down.
And he's so happy. So Christian Zionists believe that if that rabbi told the Christian Zionists to throw their baby into a wood chipper, they'd do it. And a lot of Christian Zionists are like, yes, we must die. I mean, you got Pastor Hagee, a famous clip where he's like, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel who was dealt with by the Sanhedrin wisely. So that guy's view is the majority view by the Likudniks, and that's why Israel sells our secrets to China, because we deserve to be destroyed. And he says, you know, the Christians that destroyed our Second Temple, Christianity in 70 AD was outlawed in Rome, and they were burning them at the stake and feeding them to lions in the Colosseum on record. But he just says the Christians did this to us. And it is true that Jesus said, weeks before he was crucified, he said, you see the second temple? He said, before this generation has passed. What's a generation? 75 years. He said, before, this is in multiple books of the Bible. Look it up. Guys, type in, Jesus said, before this generation has passed, not one stone will be left upon another stone at the temple. He's right in front of the temple. He says, before, he's telling all these other rabbis this. He goes, because he's a rabbi, he goes, before your generation has passed, not one stone in that temple will be on top of another. And then Titus was ordered by Pompeo, the emperor, to not leave one stone on top of another at all the Jewish holy sites because they killed so many Romans. I'm not defending what they did. It's just what he said in the order. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call attention to its buildings. Do you see all these buildings? Do you see all these things? He said. He asked, I tell you the truth, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. And that was written decades. It was put in the scrolls decades before Pompeo, who had not read that, obviously. It was in scrolls and little caves and stuff. Only a few thousand probably read it. He orders not one stone be left on top of stone. That's in the official Roman record. And Titus did it. He went to every Jewish temple, every Jewish center, burned them to the ground, and then ordered the Romans, who were like, oh, God, I want every stone, tear it down. But that's not the Messiah. He just told you this is going to happen, and it happens. Just, he's in hell in feces, boiling in feces, in the book that rabbi was quoting. And you look at that rabbi. I've known a lot of rabbis and known a lot of Orthodox Jews who are great people, like doctors we've had on, you name it, loving, smart, good people who don't believe any of this. They don't have that evil look in their eye. You look at that rabbi, that guy is on fire with evil and getting so excited about, and there'll be a mass slaughter of Edom, the Romans, and America is Rome. Oh, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. Absolutely frothing insane. With a whole group of other rabbis drooling. So when our army and our Marines get blown up, or when they come home without their arms and legs, and they love Israel, they got a little Israel flag on the wall, they don't know what this guy's saying. The problem for these guys is they're running around talking like this everywhere. Because the Bible tells you, the wicked can't they have to say it. They have to brag. They tell you what they're going to do to you. I got a lot of the news to hit, but I am just thoroughly disgusted. And it's not right to just play one rabbi. I asked Harrison to cover this last year, and he did this great report he did. But I will just get all the clips together, and I'll get with Dude or somebody. We'll make part two of it. I'm not mad at Harrison. I've just been asking. I hardly ever ask for anything. I guess I never ask for anything. I don't get what I ask for. I don't get what I ask for. So I'll do it. All of you should get your compilations together. And then realize how prominent these guys are, and just realize that this is who wants to totally control our country. And no, my answer is not resurrect Adolf Hitler. That's where this is going, though. It's not good. And that's where this guy knows it's going, and he thinks somehow by conjuring this golem that they'll come out on top. I don't think the Messiah is going to show up for that. So we'll see who's right. We'll see. I just know this. I'm not like rubbing my hands together, excited, thinking about dead Jews or anybody else. I'm not like, there'll be mass slaughter. What the hell, dude? That ain't good. What's wrong with you? You're lit up by demons like a Christmas tree. You're on fire with satanic Luciferian energy, pal. And, when I make this documentary, let's have the second half be rabbis speaking out against it, because that's fair. And it's not right to sit there and just show these guys. But these are the guys in charge. These are the guys in charge. And so that's our problem. This guy is in charge. And he's just as crazy as the mullahs in Iran, but he has more power. And I've got a debt to pay. My children or black people that have nothing to do with this or whoever. I mean, America's not even half white anymore below the age of 50. Like all these people. Okay, let's say, God, anybody that's white's a Roman now and deserves to be killed. What about everybody else? They all deserve to die? That's like reparations. Like, well, 2% of the South had slaves, and most of the people that came to America came after the Civil War, so there's a very low percentage of Americans that have ancestors that had slaves, but all white people need to pay reparations because a small group did something. It'd be like your grandfather robbed a bank, so you got to go to jail. And I mean, okay, we're bad. We blew up your temple. Okay, but we didn't even do that. And it's not like you didn't do a rebellion for a decade and kill tens of thousands of Romans. And they were like, I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight with the Romans. They were barbecuing Christians at the time. This is crazy. It is beyond illogical to blame the entire West for something that happened 2,000 years ago when they had the Jews running Judea. And they gave them particularly good treatment compared to what most of the Romans did because they respected people that could write in an organization and science. You look at the history, even from the Jews before that, they admit the Romans basically let them do whatever they wanted. And then you uprise and kill a bunch of them and they smash you like did everybody else. The Greeks, anybody else, the Germans, you mess with the Romans are coming, man. They're going to kill you. If you're like Carthage and put on a real fight, they'll salt the earth. They won't just overturn every stone, they'll poison the land so you can't grow on it. And because they did that to you, because a Roman emperor gave an order, I've got to die? You're going to give China our missile secrets we gave you so they can nuke our cities because of some Romans? I mean, let that sink in, folks. It's an excuse to be evil. All right, let's go to J.D. Vance on the Strait of Hormuz. Why this is so big, it's not just Trump not endorsing Netanyahu for prime minister. It's not just the U.S. ambassador from Israel or the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Huckabee saying, just proper title, that Israel's incurred horrible terrorism, killing all the Christians in the region. It's not just Trump saying, stop it now, get out of Lebanon. Now he's not endorsing him. And then you've got J.D. Vance saying, this isn't about your nukes anymore. It's about opening the strait. It's about oil. A policy that's good for everybody that is against the Netanyahu policy and is changing the entire paradigm. This is a big deal. Play J.D. Vance, then go to the whitewash piece from Fox News where they're putting out, oh, it's open. There's record oil. Trump's won. Everything's fine. They're doing that to make Trump stay on the war policy. So you're like, well, it's conflicting. There's different bodies. There's different factions here. But the point is, our faction of stopping the insanity and dialing back the war and saving the economy and the poor Africans that have had half their fertilizer cut off, they get half their fertilizer out of the Strait of Hormuz. This is a big deal. This is the humanitarian thing to do. Not the Hitler thing to do. Not the Pompeo thing to do. So here's the clips.
For the benefit of the American people. And it really is twofold. It's ensuring that the Gulf countries continue to send oil and gas to the world economy so that we have energy price stability. That's obviously important for the American people. I know that oil is down today and it's way down from the highs in the early days of the conflict. That's goal number one. Keep oil and gas cheap for Americans all over our country. And then obviously goal number two is ensure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. I feel confident we're accomplishing both of those goals, but it's inherently an unpredictable thing because the Iranians themselves are unpredictable and they sometimes don't honor the commitments they've made to us.
And there is no doubt that the U.S. is calling the shots. All right, here's his post. Quote, the USA has total control of the Strait of Hormuz. I think we will keep it. Our naval blockade is being called by everyone a wall of steel, and there is nothing Iran can do about it. Rich Goldberg, senior advisor for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And Rich, hello to you. As I say that, 1 hour ago, Iran's top joint military command says no vessel can go through the strait without Iran's permission. You write in the post, Tehran is losing its grip on Hormuz and with it all its leverage. I'll give you a chance. Go ahead and make your case for the point you're making there.
Well, obviously, you know, Khomeini, the now dead Khomeini, and maybe there's two dead Khomeinis, but the first dead Khomeini, his whole plan was to build nuclear weapons, right? And then at that point, he holds the Strait of Hormuz hostage, the Middle East hostage, the world hostage. The president, the Israelis, they took that away from him last year during Midnight Hammer. He comes back and says, okay, plan B, we're going to have a missile breakout. We're going to build so many missiles that we'll have a force shield around Iran that will give us cover for the nuclear weapons reconstitution, and we'll again use the missiles to hold the Middle East hostage. The president took that away from him during Epic Fury, along with his life. Now you have the Iranians saying, oh, we have control of the Strait of Hormuz. This is our new hostage. But what's really happening here? They've played a card. It's their last card. They don't have extortion power over the world. No nuclear weapons, no missile breakout. We see the Emiratis, the Saudis building new pipeline infrastructure, U.S. exports at an all-time high. Pretty soon the world will say, we don't need Hormuz anymore. Right now, we need the military to keep escorting oil out while this build is going on in parallel. But pretty soon, it's not just a victory over Iran. It's going to be a victory for the United States for the century as America becomes more and more energy dominant.
So I read your piece. I summarized it with your line. A weakened Iran played its Hormuz card too soon.
Okay, so now we're there to open the strait. Now, the strait got closed by the war, and most of that is a bunch of crap. But Trump going on an off-ramp is good. We hope that continues in Israel or somebody else. The military-industrial complex is a stage of false flag. And that's the real danger zone right now. Now, Jake Lang, the guy that the Muslim that attacked him, has now been arrested by Homeland Security. I want to get into all the craziness that's been happening there. We got that video ready and more. And then I'll continue on with news after that. I haven't gotten into these huge scientific reports coming out, major studies about parasites causing mass mental illness, psychotic behavior, and more. Yes, they call them crazy cat ladies for a reason. There's a whole bunch of these parasites. This is huge developments. We'll be getting to that as well after Jake Lang leaves us. But please remember, we're listener supported. Today's the last day. This only happens once a month for 1 week, where every order you put in at theoxygenstore.com, you can put in 100x per dollar you spend to win the sweepstakes for two super off-road vehicles. Just one vehicle a month, but for this 1 week crossover where one offer's ending and the other's beginning, you can get both and $20,000 cash plus 100x entries on every purchase. Ultramethylene Blue, what a game changer. All the other great supplements, they're all there, and it funds this operation. These things will change your life, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Midnight tonight is the last time. And we have 1776RX.health with the medical-grade ivermectin and mimetazidol, the anti-parasitics that knock it all out, and so much more. Go to 1776RX.health and get that right now if you know what you're doing. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites.
Oh.
Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow. The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc. I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Deep dive of the Islamic invasion right here at home. It's incredible. They're basically force busting in Texas public schools, school children to mosques. Same thing's been done in Europe. That's coming up with Jake Lane next segment. I'm going to do a lot of the hour on that. And then huge scientific reports, major studies. And we've known this for a long time, but it's been suppressed in the media. It's now being accepted mainline science that from bacterial up to large worms are causing massive amounts of mental illness. And that most people do have different types of parasites and just don't know it. That is coming up in the end of this hour, into the next hour. As soon as I can get to it, I have a big, gigantic stack of studies, and just it's all breaking out right now. Very, very important. But I want to get back just briefly, because we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and have Jake Lang on and do the Islamic threat deep dive and the massive second wave of invasion in Morocco into Spain. Just to explain something, you know, Trump goes, oh, inflation under me is not that bad. And then he shows the last year and a half and the increase there, that if you look at the first 6 months, it actually almost stops, but then it starts zooming back up with the war. And I'll show you the graph here in a moment. But it's the inflation that exploded in 2021 once Biden got in with quantitative easing. And so that's the huge mountain we're already under, and then it continues to not get better. We need to see it go down. Trump got it to slow its increase and was starting to go down. Then the war zips back up, and it's baked in now, even if the straits open now, another year of problems. But maybe it's correctable. I don't know. We'll have to see. But here's a newscaster talking about this, showing you the graph of the explosion of inflation starting 6 years ago, right when Biden gets in. It was still going up steadily, but just explosive exponential growth right here. And then you look where Trump gets in, and again, it starts to slow, starts to drop, and then bloop, right there at the end is exploding. That's what we're worried about. Because it's not just this explosion here. We go, oh, you can zoom in on that and say, well, that's little. No, not when you're already underwater. It'd be like you're being held under 10 feet of water, and now you're pushed 12 feet under. It really doesn't matter. Because, yeah, this increases Trump in the war right here at the end. Sure, it's starting to slow right here. This is what we're dealing. This is the pain that Trump says, I don't know about affordability. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, this is what we're all feeling. And believe me, I pay my bills. And I was never ultra wealthy like they claim, but I used to have extra money. Right now, I'm like, I'll take the T-bone and not the porterhouse. Because, I mean, that's good to be where the people are. It's we all know. The dollar ain't going as far as ever. Inflation's record level. It needs to stop. And J.D. Vance says that's the number one issue now. Is it too late with the midterms 2.5 months out? We'll see. Here's a clip.
Living crisis. Suddenly we went up from prices being around there to prices being there. And you don't really see that in this data, okay? Because inflation is really just measuring the difference between that and that. And if you look at those two lines, you're talking about a 2.3% change. That's the number we're talking about today. But for a lot of people, it's not about that. It's about the difference between this and that. And when you look at the difference between this and that, that's 20%. And I think that's the dichotomy here between these inflation numbers where it looks normal and this, which is really not normal at all.
And that's Cook numbers. It's more like 27%, they think, 26, 28, it varies. I mean, look, you don't need to believe me, you know. In the last 6-7 years, have prices exploded? Yeah. And Did Trump cut the price of gas almost in half the first 6-8 months? Yeah. Did it shoot back up to the even higher? Yeah. So just stop gaslighting us. And the White House, oh, you don't like a $20 burrito? What's your problem? Suck it up. You should say, yeah, we understand. We're working on that. I mean, it's bad enough you did this war that it increased inflation, but to slap people around, it's not just the burrito statement. I've seen Republican pundits, oh, it's one burrito statement. No, it's not that. It's all these pundits copying Trump when he's like, I don't care about the average American's economic peril. I don't care about any of that. I'm a war president. What the hell are you talking about? And we're bitching at Trump to get him to correct, which he's starting to do. Doesn't mean we're trying to salvage Trump. We're trying to salvage ourselves. Jake Lang, attacked by an Islamist. The Islamist has been arrested by Homeland Security. We'll talk about it all straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, in airports in Texas and Virginia and you name it, they're putting in Islamic prayer rooms, the prayer carpet, they're putting in foot washing centers. They all over the U.S., kids are taken without the parents even being told. You know, one day it's drag queen story time, another day for career day, you know, it's a drag queen, pedophile, and then the next day you're taken to a mosque. And here in Austin, they hand out Korans at the school, but you can't hand out Bibles, which is the separation of church and state. You can hand out a Bible as your private citizen. You can't have the school hand it out. They even tell all the country, you know, don't have Christmas cards. Well, you're allowed to hand out a Christmas card. Don't wear a cross around your neck. Don't talk at your commencement about how you love Jesus. But you can talk about Muhammad all you want. So it's every day we see this. Here's one. Remember, I tell you years ago, oh, you see this in England where they take little kids to the mosque and make them bow to Allah? Look at this. Terrifying development. A taxpayer-funded public school students in Texas are bused to an Islamic center so they can see Islam up close and personal. The Muslims who run the mosque are ecstatic with how many. Folks, I guarantee you the Muslims paid somebody to do this. Okay, so they're blocking highways doing their call to prayer. They got their call to prayer blaring in hundreds of cities. But, oh, they took the church bells down. They know what they're doing. We've had our culture taken, our Christian culture. They bring in these people that follow a Quran that is a military battle plan to take over. So first is the clip of that. And then I'm going to play a clip right after it of Jake Lang being attacked by an Iraqi illegal alien invader who has now been arrested, and that dovetails into this whole stack. You see this? This is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. It's like 50-something clubs. I'm going to stop counting. Of just all pure evil. And now they're saying, hey, let the Muslims rape all the women, but let's provide them with prostitutes so they don't rape underage girls. I have government officials in the U.K. saying that on video. This is just brand new. Not like I dug out all the bad stuff. It's every day. It's a damn fire hose. I can't even keep track of it. I spent hours today just looking at what the Muslims are doing. I over-prepare for these shows. There's no way to even put all this on air. Holy Toledo. Good Lord. So here in Texas, it's all over the state. We're the main epicenter. It's not Michigan, folks. It's us. And here they are taking the kids. It's now come out. Parents weren't told, to the mosque. So it's gay pride day one day. Learn how to be a pedo one day. Learn how to chop your penis off one day. The next day, you learn how to be a Muslim day. But don't you talk about Jesus. Here it is.
It's always exciting to have the opportunity to speak to the general community about Islam. And this past week, right before Ramadan started, we were blessed to have a group of high school students from Kingwood High School and Atascocita High School come and visit the Centro Islamico. And this group was mixed with Muslims and people from other faiths. And their teachers wanted them to see a different side of the Muslims, the diversity within our community. And these are, brothers and sisters, of the greatest blessings that we can have, is to be able to explain to the younger generation not only what Islam is and how it impacted our lives, but also giving them an insight to the work of Islam in Spanish, and also...
Oh, hit pause. Back up 10 seconds. Notice he's got an NLP-trained NPR voice. I'm non-threatening. Oh, I've got a little soft voice. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, it's not... It's like a pit bull. He doesn't bite you all the time, but in the end it does bite you. Let's go back to him.
And how it impacted our lives.
Nice.
But also giving them an insight to the work of Islam in Spanish.
I am the Cobb.
And also what the Centro Islamico
I will conquer
means for
you.
Us. And what we try to
Muhammad married
live
a 9-year old
when it comes to hosting people here and making them feel at home. And many times we may underestimate the impact that may have when you have over 30 students being able to go back to X amount of classmates that they can speak about what their experience was here at the Centro Islamico, what they heard about when Islam impacted these individuals' lives, but also when they're able to go back and speak to their families of this experience, we hope at minimum that it was something positive and definitely not something that was negative and at times an opportunity.
This is Islamic grooming. Islamic grooming.
Stereotypes that one may have against the Muslims. So it was an opportunity, alhamdulillah, that we were given by Allah. And this is always by His help and also the support of the community, allowing us to continue this work, not only for the immediate future, but also looking way down the line when these young men and women are adults and they can speak positively about Islam.
In the name of Jesus!
That's the Islamicists attacking Jake Lang.
No violence! No violence! No violence! No violence! No violence!
They're literally flying their Muslim Al-Qaeda flags.
No violence! No violence! No
Okay, so Homeland Security arrested the suspect of attack on controversial activist Jake Lang. He's an illegal immigrant who served 15 years for murder. Murdered a little girl, reportedly. I mean, you can't make this up. So Jake Lang, you can say he's controversial, but compared to the Muslims, he's a cream puff. Definitely has a lot of courage. Jake Lang joins us now to go over what happened to him in the latest Islamic massive attacks exploding. I haven't gotten to yet. At Jake Lang on X, supportingjakelang.com. Jake, tell us what happened. And you give us the latest of your travails.
The American crusade has started. Our forefathers' blood, the Christian man who founded this beautiful country, is pumping through the veins of the American people. They're tired of watching these Islamic bullies beat people up in the streets for preaching the name of Jesus. If you notice in that clip, I was literally saying, Jesus Christ is King of Dearborn, Michigan. I speak the name of Jesus before this illegal immigrant from Iraqi, this murderer, punched me right in the face. And then hundreds of men picked up stones. One of them actually struck me in the back of the neck, Alex. Kind of like right where the ear meets.
Under
the
Sharia
neck,
law, you deserve. Under Sharia law, you deserve to die. And they say they follow Sharia.
We have Christians in America being stoned on the streets for preaching the name of Jesus and saying that we want to send ICE into these Islamic third world hotbed areas. We are under invasion, the conquering of America. I mean, we thought we were like 15 years behind Europe, Alex. We are like 5 years behind Europe. We are just a couple years, actually 2 years to be precise. And what happened in Spain, where the Muslims overran the border in Spain, will happen again.
By the way, we're about to update. They just hit them again. They just surged over again.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, this is our future. Our forefathers, really, they were very clear. They said for our posterity, they meant white Christian European men, right? That was who they were, and their families and their progeny all the way after them. They never won in a million years ever imagined that we'd be dealing with third world.
Well, Thomas Jefferson ran on no foreign entanglements, but as the third president, he launched our first foreign war, literally against Morocco and the other Barbary states for white slavery and stealing our ships and enslaving our men, women, and children. Thomas Jefferson went to war with these people.
Yes, and I mean, that's where the Marines were founded, right? On the shores of Tripoli, right? This is our foundation. And now we have this group of Christians, this lukewarm group of Christians that the church has turned into. Every single church has a trans flag outside. Half of them are being
By the way, the mullahs, they had a whole bunch of city-states attacking pirates. They sent him threatening letters saying, screw you, go ahead and do it. But they weren't laughing when the Marines showed up. Took us 2 years, but they sunk hundreds of ships, took over their cities, burned them to the ground, and saved massive numbers of white slaves kidnapped out of Europe.
And they're not going to be laughing when the Crusaders show up. Dearborn, Michigan, this August 18th, just this Tuesday, there is a city council meeting planned. They moved it from the city hall, you know, normal building that they do it, to the Henry Ford Centennial Library. It's a massive, massive library. And we are going to have thousands of Christians there. We have a pig roast planned, Alex. We will be roasting pig over burnt Qurans outside of the Henry Ford Library, showing this is a Christian nation and we can exercise our First Amendment right.
And let's be clear, we didn't want war with anybody, but they were seizing literally thousands of our ships, demanding equivalent of tens of billions in tribute, in running human slavery, and that's where the Marines get the term leatherneck, because their armor was superior in leather, so when they would try to cut their heads off, it wouldn't work. And so that's literally the first war America had was basically with the Muslims.
Where are the Marines? Where are my Army Rangers? Where are the bikers? Where are the Christian pastors? Show up to Dearborn on August 18th, this Tuesday, 6 p.m., pig roast outside the Henry Ford Library. This is the beginning of the Crusades. This is D-Day for if we're going to allow America to continue to be conquered, or are we going to stand up as Christians united under the banner of Christ? Because the church, we are losing territory every single day. They're burning our churches down. They are taking our children on, you know, these little daycare school trips to their mosques. They are converting us by the sword. They are converting us by their out, you know, they're outbreeding us, Alex. We need to take this threat very seriously. The third worldification of America is here. Either your kids are going to be Hindu or Muslim in the future. I mean, that's the bleak outlook of America right now. And if Christians don't stand up, heritage Americans, white European lineage men, if we don't stand up, our people will be a forgotten people.
And by the way, I don't attack Indians in general, but it's true. Modi is now destroying thousands of Christian churches and outlawing basically Christianity in India now. Why the hell is that happening? I mean, why is Christianity under such attack? What have we done to the Hindus?
Well, you know, Jesus Christ told us, he said, if the world hated you, know it hated me first. And, you know, we are in the very nature of being Christian, opposed to the world. This world wants to chew us up and spit us out because we are not of this world. So we need to start acting like we're not of this world, Alex. We need to stand on our faith. We need to march through the streets and reclaim Minneapolis, reclaim Dearborn, reclaim Plano, Texas. I mean, have you ever been to the Costco in Plano, Texas? I just did a piece on this a couple days ago. I went around walking around with a Superman sign asking people, all these Indians, all these Senegalese, all these Somalians from different countries that have invaded Plano, Texas. And I asked them, who is this? The picture of this man. And none of them can answer Superman. They're unassimilative. They're a conquering group of people, and they're outbreeding us. I mean, white people, we've got to start fighting back in the bedroom. It is an atrocity that we are being outbred in our own country by these people that don't even speak English. They don't even dress like we do. They don't eat the same food we do.
Well, let's be clear. A lot of them are nice people, but they are being brought in by the globalists to destroy the country. I mean, they admit it's replacement migration.
That's the most insidious part about the Hindu and the Indian invasion. They are a quiet people, and slowly and quietly they're conquering city by city. And so we need to understand, the Muslims, just because they're a little more dangerous and violent, doesn't mean that the plan is any different. Outbreed, control the positions of power. I mean, look at Abdul El-Sayed. This is the perfect example. The guy's on a freaking, you know, video dressed and danced like Blue's Clues. But you can guarantee his Middle Eastern handlers, the people, the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, all these people are laughing when he dresses up like a patriot, you know, a cowboy, and starts singing Taylor Swift. They're doing taqiyya. He's doing that purposeful lying straight in your face. They're laughing at our ignorance. They're laughing at how stupid we could be to allow these plants, Abdul Sayed, Ilhan Omar, all these people, they're plants. They do not respect American culture. They are
well,
making
fun of
your culture.
Well, I mean, Ilhan Omar says she hates America and wants to destroy it, that she's a Somali. I mean, they do tell us.
Of course, but, you know, you have to understand at the end of the day, these people, just like the Dearborn City Council, you look at them, right? When I made that very famous speech last year in front of all of them, they're all wearing suits, right? You know, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, you know, they're getting jobs like Americans, doctorates, law degrees and stuff. But at the end of the day, they are just another form of totalitarian Islam that has been sent here to penetrate into the weak, spineless liberal. You know, there we go. Look at that. This guy's, his Middle Eastern handlers are laughing all the way to the bank because this is one of the most pure forms of taqiyya, lying in our face, making fun of our culture. This is white culture, by the way, this nice, happy.
And for folks who don't know, the Quran is a battle manual to take over. Read it yourself. Read it at least twice, the full thing, cover to cover. Read it subsections many times, double-checking my memory. And it says, you will go in and pose like you're with them. They're infidels. Sell them drugs, enslave their women, commit any crime you want as long as it's against them. And that's what they do. I mean, it is about deception. That is their religion is taking us over.
And we will not stand for it any longer, Alex. That's why I'm calling out to the American people. If you have a spine left on that back column of yours, if you have red blood pumping through your veins, August 18th, 6 p.m., this Tuesday, guys, this is no joke. We are standing up against Islam. Dearborn is the head of the snake. And if you can't make it to Dearborn on August 18th, then September 11th, we are doing a march on Mandami. And both of these ones, and for everyone who says I'm some vile racist and whatnot, both of these marches, the one happening in Dearborn is being partnered with by Pastor Lorenzo, who is the head pastor of Trump's 250th revival there in Washington, D.C. He's the head pastor of a black church in Detroit. And
well, Jake, let's just be clear. This globalist attacks all race-based, so they can't criticize white people standing up for themselves. But it's black folks particularly have joined with us because they get they're being replaced. So the globalists made it all racial, so that little game goes out the window. Nobody's buying it. If people want to be different than white but want to hoist the American flag and believe in our values, they're welcome, in my view. But this whole thing with the communists and the socialists and the Islamists running around saying, kill the white people, we're done, folks. We're done. And we're just now getting organized, so get ready. Go ahead.
I'm pro-white, and I believe America should always remain a super white majority country. We should have 70, 80% white people in this country. You know, that's just the way that our founding fathers envisioned it. There's no reason.
Well, my point is there's a deliberate replace the white people. White people are 7% of the world population. Show white people have a right to self-determine and say, we are not part of this. I'm just saying, I know everybody, all these groups. I don't blame the average person that isn't white for being part of this. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. And they're seeing that encroachment of Islam on their women, too. I mean, for example,
But what's it take for a major White House-endorsed black preacher to come with you? They understand how existential this is.
Of course. I mean, they're seeing their people in Philadelphia when they go to prison, these black men, they come home and they convert their whole neighborhood to what we know is Prislam,
all of the women. These are normal African-American black women that are being literally, I mean, they're being overtaken by these Muslims. They come home from prison. They put all their women in the taqiyah or the hijabs and everything like that. I mean, I made a couple trips to Philadelphia on July 4th here.
And all you got to do is explain to black people that the majority of black slaves were run by Muslims. And they literally, in the Quran, say they're raisin heads and subhuman. I mean, this idea that blacks be part of Islam is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And when the black people in this country were the strongest is when they were most deeply rooted in Christ. The further they stray from Christ, the more degeneracy you've seen.
Well, that's the same for everybody. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
We all have black fatigue because honestly, the black people stopped going to church. We need to get our black brothers back in church and following Christ again. And that's what this movement's about. And secondly, the March on Mondami on 9/11 starts at City Hall, 11 a.m. I'm partnered with Pastor Manning, the very famous, you know, controversial black pastor of New York City. And
fire
so we are
gonna come out of that butthole.
You can't imagine when you get Jake Lang and Pastor Manning doing a March on Mondami, the world's gonna stop. And
hey, I want to get him on again. I don't know why he comes on. Alex, I know you love Trump and you think I'm bad for criticizing him. I was like, no, I have you on to criticize him. I don't know if you like that. He is funny. He's something else.
I stand by President Trump 110%. He may not be the man of 100 million deportations we need, but guess what, Alex? He's paving the yellow brick road to ensure that the next coming strong man, the one who's really going to change America, has the opportunity. If Kamala Harris was president, I'd be in jail. Our world would be in shambles. We'd be completely and utterly screwed. So President Trump is holding the line, and the next man who rises to save this country will be on the shoulders of President Trump.
So you're talking about, you're counting on the nation. Jake, you're counting on the coming man?
The coming man. Oh, hoorah, baby. He's coming, Alex. We're taking our nation back, brother. Step by step, city by city, crusade by crusade. This is God's country, and we will show the world how strong the heart of the American men is. We are bold. We are fearless. We will not bow down to Islam. We will not allow our children to become Hindus. We will not allow our children to pray to pedophile prophets. We will stand and conquer this land again, just like our founding fathers did, from sea to
shining
sea.
You can say what you want about Jake Lang, but I mean, Jake puts himself almost every day in the middle of Muslims that want to kill him. I mean, you do have a lot of courage, pal. I mean, because I mean, if I had to take a bet,
Alex, I'm ripe to catch a flight right now. I got my Crusader helmet ready to rock and roll, and I'm getting on a flight right now to an unknown location where I'm doing an anti-Islam demonstration coming very soon. You'll see it across your timeline. Every day we are out here because they do not sleep. And this is something that we need to understand. 94% of Muslims in Michigan got out and voted in the primary. We can barely get 20 to 30% of Republicans out on a primary. These people are lock in step. Their church, you know, their mosque, their entire environment that they teach their followers to follow is much more organized, much more bold and ferocious on winning their ideology. We need to take that fire, that Christian Holy Spirit fire, and reignite our people. And that's what these in-person events that I do are all about. Showing people this land is your land. This land is our country. And you can go out and demonstrate. You can go into the face of the enemy, walk into any place in America and say what you want to say. You might get rocks thrown at you in Dearborn, Michigan for speaking the name of Jesus, but that will not prevent me from doing it.
Well, it sounds like you got to go then and catch this plane.
Yes, and very soon, Alex, I really want to just leave the American people with a call to action. We are organizing. We have local chapters of the Crusader set up in every single major city right now. If you want to get involved, it takes 2 seconds. Send me a DM. On X, it's at Jake Lang. On Instagram, Jake Lang 1776. Facebook, Jake Lang 1776. You can get in there and do, you know, the most good you can do for your country right now is showing up and standing beside me, standing beside other strong Christian leaders that are organizing events. We have a full calendar coming out. You guys are going to be blown away with how many different demonstrations.
Well, there's no doubt that you have a man of action. You are definitely Crusader 2.0. When the history books are written, they'll say Jake Lang is definitely a Crusader. And you definitely are putting your balls on the line there. Jake, thank you. We'll talk to you if you survive, we're praying for you. And then next week, be safe, okay?
Thank you. See you guys August 18th, 6 p.m. Pig roast. Let's go. Make America Christian again.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some Methylene Blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the Methylene Blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. You got the T3 trifecta iodine, absolute staple of the old network. Got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the bovine beef tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the ultimate power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing, Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Podcasts and shows around the world, but there is only one Alex Jones Live, the next phase of the InfoWar. And we're only here because of your steadfast support, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Man, I got so much to get to. I need to get into parasites causing mental illness that we've known for a long time. And not just the big worms. It's the bacteria. It's the mycoplasms. It's the amoebas. Mycoplasms are the tiny bacteria up to the biggest amoebas, or the amoebas are the biggest bacteria. Big reports on that, really important, that's coming up. And I can only skim the surface of this Islam stuff I got because there's so much. It's still deeper than other people, but still just the surface. To look at the lawlessness, the mass fraud, that it's in the religion to come in and act friendly, but defraud, steal, rob. Everyone is an infidel. Everyone is the enemy. Everyone is scum. Women are subhuman. Just absolute brainwashing cult. And James O'Keefe's done it again. He's got a bunch of reports out. But in Minnesota, they have a law where no voting, no documents, no proof who you are. You just show up and vouch for someone. And if you have a voter ID, they can all vote. So he marches in. It's a long report. I won't play the whole thing. But it just shows you the lawlessness. And, of course, I wouldn't hold your breath for any type of indictments. And then look at this. Former conservative minister Edwina Curry says they should have a policy of supplying prostitutes to the migrants so they won't rape the little girls in France and England and Germany. And they'll have a town of like 500, a tiny little village, and they'll dump 2,000 Muslims on them. I mean, these are the type of clips I have. I literally have 50, 60 clips of this. Them saying it. Unbelievable. It's just next level. And I just see hundreds of these a day. Three Syrians gang rape and urinate on a 10-year-old girl in Germany. Dallas-Fort Worth to install Muslim foot washing stations. Cater to their BS. And they're only 5% right now. But they bully you into submission. That's political correctness. They bully you into letting them brainwash your son and take him away from you and chop his testicles off. Like Elon Musk's son. He's right. They murdered who he was. That's the reality of this. And then we've got the invasion of Spain that started 2 weeks ago. They just launched a new attack. We'll get to that. But first, James O'Keefe.
I'm James O'Keefe, and this is vouching for seven other Muslims at a Minneapolis polling booth.
We're going in to this location, and I'm going to say that I'm vouching for them. The name is William Pomerantz.
The question about the vouching program, yeah, vouching, I can vouch for them,
but they are not registered.
That's okay, that's fine. Then can I bring five more from up to eight people? Okay, that's a good thing. We go back and we get Krishna and Ernesto and Mohammed.
In Minnesota, you can show up on election day and vouch for up to eight unregistered voters. Members of the Justice League dress up in traditional Muslim attire, including a transgender wearing a burqa, and put this vouching law to an extreme test on primary day, August 11th.
Gonna be a baller. Shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
The vouching?
Yeah. The vouching for?
I vouch for them.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, if you're all in the same precinct,
yes.
And you are already registered, which it looks like you are, then you can vouch for them as ID for them.
Oh, good.
She says to me, I say, they do not need ID. She says, you are the ID.
He is the ID.
I am the ID.
And no ID needed. I just vouch for them.
Well, you're the ID.
I am the ID. It's good. How many people may I vouch for?
Eight.
I thought
it was six.
Eight. I can vouch for eight people.
Mm-hmm.
Eight people. No ID. We come right back. Thank you.
Most poll workers we visited were willing to let us vouch with no questions asked, even when presented with the most absurd situation imaginable. While other poll workers did take issue with our investigation, revealing their awareness that something about this vouching system is deeply flawed or wrong, yet for some reason, they don't want us to expose it.
I can't have her see me.
In Minnesota, voters can vouch for up to 8 of their unregistered friends. At the polling place, a registered voter from the same precinct signs an oath confirming that they personally know the voter lives there. This allows someone without ID to register and vote. And employees of residential facilities may vouch for an unlimited number of facility residents to vote at the facility's address. That's right, an unlimited number. While proponents emphasize that the policy expands ballot access for recent movers and senior citizens, critics view it as a potential for fraud. For example, if a voucher were to lie on this contract and allow 8 of his ineligible friends to vote, and the results of that election are announced on the same day, what happens when the oath is further investigated and it is discovered that those vouched for votes shouldn't have been counted? The results of the election will have already been announced and enacted by that point. This document shows that the election workers simply circle a number of the vouchees. There's no other identifying information. And Scott Pressler from the organization Early Vote Action says there is no list of these vouchee voters anywhere. When he requested them from areas like Duluth, St. Paul, Minneapolis, in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Pressler says they are nameless, faceless, and recordless. So we dressed in full traditional Muslim attire and went in to ask if we can vouch for 8 of our unregistered friends, just to test the limits of this law and the willingness of election judges to go along with it. Only Muslim women traditionally wear the full face covering. So Cam Higby was in disguise as my transgender Muslim wife.
So he's wearing the top, so basically he's not supposed to shake hands with a man. So what he does is, once a man tries to shake hands, he has to do it.
Yeah, he's sticking it in bed. With, like, say these are ribs right here.
Oh, no, I don't shake hands with him. Get off.
You're going to be the female? Am I the voucher?
You're the voucher. We're the vouchers.
So I'm William Pomerantz.
I am William Pomerantz. This is my...
That's great.
I vouch for people.
Yes, great.
I vouch for people. For the vouching system. Four. I have 8 people come from my...
Let's stop right here. The full report's all over X. I posted it at Relox Jones on X. Be sure and share it. It's long, but it's amazing. It's worth your time to watch and share. So, as long as you show up in some type of costume, a drag queen, pedophile outfit, an Islamic beekeeper suit, the left's trained to just bow down. And you have such an high trust culture in the West, like the Japanese, where there's almost no crime in Japan. When there's an earthquake or something, it goes to zero. Now, we've never been that high trust, but we were, you know, pretty close, especially Northern Europe. So we're all high trust, and even people that have come here and adopted the culture are high trust, but not these other cultures, folks. And they think we're a joke. So as negative as all this is and as bad as the news is, Americans of every race, color, and creed who love freedom have finally learned not to care what people say about us and to call their bluff. So sometimes I have guests on that I think personally go a little far in what they're saying. In a way, it's healthy because they're moving the Overton window back the other way. We're way over here in commie land to be intimidated, let everybody run over us. Well, then if it takes dragging people over here a little extreme to get you drug away from that, it's good. It's good. Now, I want to hit this parasite news. This is huge. And we got huge news next hour on a whole bunch of fronts as well. I've done a pretty good job today. I've covered about 12 of the stacks. I've not hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 stacks. 25 stacks I prepared, but it doesn't matter. My research into those stacks adds into the other research, so it's okay. Let me finish up on the, well, God, there's so much here. Maybe I just won't be able to hit the parasite news because I have all this other news. Let's have a little comic relief. Here is a comic who does a really good parallel between Muslims and pit bulls. And then I'll shift gears into the latest new second wave in the last 2 weeks. It started yesterday attacking Spain with the Muslims. Here it is.
Where I'm from in New York, there are a lot of ugly women. Feminists. I grew up with these women, they're always like, I'm a strong, independent woman. Because she like pays her own bills and just takes care of things on her own. You know what we call a man who does that? He's just a guy. These women, like, they're so funny. They're, like, all about female empowerment. I learned this recently. Did you know that the top five wealthiest women in the world got their money from divorce settlements? It's genius, actually. What am I doing working this hard? No, but it's true. They take the money that their husbands earned through capitalism and they funnel it through these like crazy socialist causes. And they always have to come up with new problems, you know, like the anti-gravity foundation because it keeps minorities down or something. Theo's like, he's such a sweet boy. Anyone knows dogs, like he's the classic lab. He loves everyone, wants to play with everyone, but I won't let him play with pits. Because the thing is, pit bulls are like Muslims. By the way, the few people who aren't excited about this are the pit bull owners in this room. Listen, they're not all violent. Most of them aren't, but somehow, almost every violent attack happens with them. They're like the Al-Qaeda sleeper cell of dogs, you know? You'll see a pit for years, so happy, so sweet, and then they get a signal that we don't see, and they're activated, and your face is torn off, and then you have some liberal white woman defending it, saying that you shouldn't put it down, and that somehow it was your fault. They're like, well, all the ones that I grew up with were super peaceful. Great, we should put them in our dog parks, because it worked out so well in all the other dog parks, right? This is a breed that was just, they made it just recently. It's meant for illegal fighting. And we have to pretend that all those years of inbreeding and raising them from young age to fight, like that just goes away and suddenly they're westernized, I mean domesticated. My favorite is the gays who come up to me, because they're all closet conservatives. A lot of them, right? Yeah. We have some people nodding. Do we have any gays in here? No gays? Statistically, that's impossible. Some of you have to be gay. Like, some of you have to be liberal in here, too.
Let's stop there. Again, you think this is a deep dive on Islam? This is just today's stuff. I literally have, like, 50 other clips. Let's go to the attack on Spanish enclaves in North Africa that the State Department months ago funded $40 million to do, said Morocco should take it to punish Spain for not backing the war against Iran and not backing Gaza and the mass extermination that happened there. So just roll these clips. I mean, I can't get to them all. I sent the crew like 30 of them. Murdering police, stabbing, raping, killing, everything else. This is all new. And then a bunch of footage of who's already there just in one city alone. The Spanish government tried to say this wasn't happening a few weeks ago. Now they admit it, and now they're fighting back. Not because they don't want the country overrun. They don't want it done dramatically and obviously so the country wakes up and throws out the communist leadership. Here's the clips. Go ahead and roll audio of that, please. This is like something out of Soylent Green. And again, this is literally directed by the State Department. Look it up. They're building little villages. Look. And again, radio listeners, you're seeing this. Or radio listeners can't see it. TV viewers are seeing it. For radio listeners, I'm describing what you're witnessing here. But this is just the country completely overrun with this. Now they're taking their boats across, hijacked boats across into Spain itself. So a whole new wave the last 2 days slammed in, tens of thousands. And it's all publicly directed by the Moroccan government, public financing by the U.S. government and Israel. But the good news is, I got a bunch of clips here, I don't have time to get to them, of in Ireland and in Italy and in Germany, mass protest against this. And we have them raping and killing police and carjacking. I could play you hours of this.
Yo, yeah.
Imagine you wake up and hundreds of thousands, it's now hundreds of thousands, this has been going on for 2 weeks, thousands and thousands a day coming across. Imagine you wake up to this. And there's footage of like the airports and the roads full of women and children with their bags leaving forever. Because the raping and killing is so bad. And it's all military age men. Because the West is so bad, they want to get into it, though. Because they want to be oppressed by it right away. I got a bunch of footage of people being stabbed, raped, and murdered, and police killed. You want to see that? I can play hours of this. I can sit there for hours and just send the crew new clips of the carnage. And the globalists will do this to you in America in 10 seconds. Yeah, burn down all the cars, burn down the buildings, burn down the churches. I got footage of them burning down the churches. They attack churches like piranhas would attack a pork chop. But the answer is the Irish truckers are now blocking the highways 2 weeks straight. And now they're getting back some of their own medicine. But this is what the globalists are doing. Because you can't even blame these poor starving Muslims that come from their hellholes. You have to blame the globalists, the UN, the ADL, the WEF, the people that are running the attacks. That's who's behind it. All right, shifting gears. I've been on air 32 years. I've done a lot of research and talked to a lot of medical doctors and scientists and found CIA reports that he classified this year from the 50s that they knew that most cancer was caused by parasites, the bacterial type from microplasms, the smallest up to the largest bacteria that are amoebas, and then up to the different types of worms, and that regardless, they understood this was the main cause of it, but they've suppressed that. But now it's coming out. And now some major studies just got published, and then that triggered a bunch of people to look at previous studies. So just last night and this morning, I literally read dozens of studies or scanned over them. Here's some of the headlines. Psychopathic tendencies are linked to microbes inside your body, study reveals. Here's another one. Gut and oral microbiota or microbiome composition is associated with psychopathic personality, a cross-section study. Organisms living inside psychopaths could be driving bad behavior, scientists claim. And it goes on from there. Gut and oral microbiomes composition associated with psychopathic personality cross-section study. Brain structure in response to emotional stimuli as related to gut microbe profiles in healthy women. What did Dr. Andrew Wakefield say 25 years ago? He said, it's the shots are causing an autoimmune response in the gut and changing gut biome and causing them to be highly toxic with the blood-brain barrier boys being weaker. And now that's all been proven. And they knew that. They were targeting it by design. You got toxoplasmosis, the bacteria that's in cats that takes over your body, programs your brain to want to smell cat piss, that the bacteria put out a smell that programs you to want to have more cats for more cat piss, which means more cat piss, more of the bacteria, and upwards of one half of India, low estimate, 300, 400 million, have this, and it's associated with every form of mental illness you can imagine. And that's just one of hundreds of known things causing this. Starting to get the picture here? So, it was hygiene by the 20s that made all these horrible diseases and things go way down. Then the vaccines start after that, and actually diseases go back up. The vaccines don't work. They're not designed to work. They're a fraud. It's population control, cancer, viruses, you name it. But anti-parasiticals are so important. And there's a Nobel Prize for ivermectin, but they suppress that. And they know. They know this information. They know what benbenzidol does, and not just with cancer, and they don't want you to know that. And you may think you don't have microbes. You may think you don't have parasites, but everybody's got different types of bacteria that aren't good. Low oxygen bacteria, you name it. They're associated with root canals and things. Everybody at one point in their life has some type of larger parasite in them. If you've ever been in a lake in the summer and gulped some water or snorted some up your nose, you got a whole load of these guys in there. There are a whole bunch of deaths every year in Texas with amoebas that you snort into your nose swimming that eat your brain. And the doctors aren't even trained for it, so when the person comes in, they think they've got meningitis or something. It's almost always fatal. They don't think, oh, get them on strong antibiotics or anti-parasitics right now. Texas woman dies from brain-eating amoeba after clearing sinus with tap water. See what I'm talking about? So they don't tell you this is an epidemic. They don't tell you all this. They don't tell you where you have the parasites, whether they're bacterial or larger, part of the other classes. They don't tell you that that is associated with the toxins of the parasites defecating in your body and other things and absorbing your body, that that then triggers cancer. They don't tell you all this. They don't want you to know this. That's why we cover it. That's why we talk about it. That's why we get into it. And that's why I'm telling listeners, I was told this decades ago and ignored it. I remember working for a large animal vet when I was 16 years old. I already worked for him some summers and stuff, but I was out of school for 1 year because I was kicked out of school, and my parents said, you're going to the ranch for a year because of all the fights I was in. People started them. And I was making fun of these hillbillies that were taking ivermectin cow paste, and he said, no, that stuff works for everything. You don't know what you're talking about. And he was like top of his class at A&M. So this is like 35, 36, 37, 38 years ago, I was already hearing this and rolling my eyes. So my point is, we didn't just discover this. This has been known. We individually are just now discovering it. So consult your physician, talk to whoever you want. But if you go to the URL we're going to give you, 1776rx.health, you can get medical grade ivermectin with minbenzidol, medical grade, together in the studies. They're amazing. And let's hope you don't have any parasites, but you can get it prescribed, you can get medical grade, and it's a great detox for the whole body. I recommend it twice a year, but talk to your physician. That's my opinion. You get your own ruling on that, but this is your talking to the nurses and the doctors at 1776rx.health, and this is something everybody should do. I sell you things you need. I remember David Hogg, who became the head of the DNC later, the big anti-gun guy, said, Jones is a con man. He does all these shows about atrazine in the water turning frogs gay and then says you need to filter your water. Yeah, I tell you about a problem and then sell you a highly rated filter that cuts it out so that I'm selling you something that helps you to keep us on air so you can warn more people. But to him, he imagines a pitch as a scam. No, I'm here to promote solutions. Like if I was selling gold mining equipment in Alaska during the gold rush, I'd sell you good pickaxes and good coats because I want to be known as the outfitter that sells you good stuff at good prices. You need to take this, in my view, right now. Everybody does. And most people have these issues. It's a no-brainer to take action at 1776rx.health. But today's the last day, midnight, for all orders that can put it 100x each dollar you spend, thealexjonesstore.com, to win both super trucks.
Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
another satisfied customer.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Attack!
Oh.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ton of news coming up and a special guest next segment. But I want to hit this report. The full report's like 13 minutes long, so I can't get to it all, but I'm going to briefly talk about it, play part of it here live on air, but we'll post the whole thing to X and Rumble and wherever else we're allowed to be. We're banned everywhere else. Of good old Salty Cracker doing an analysis of apps. And we're not singling out McDonald's, though it's a terrible Bill Gates-controlled company, about how they keep dossiers and everybody. This is far worse than Flock. Not taking away from Flock, but just be aware of all this data you think you're giving away to get a discount, really it's about control being sold to everybody. Here's a breakdown of McDonald's. Just one example, built a 515-page consumer dossier on just one of its customers. You could ask them for it. They'll give you their dossier on you, but imagine what they're holding back. Here it is.
Well, this is a little creepy. McDonald's is keeping up to 1,000 pages of secret information on every one of its customers. A new article came out. One particular customer did the legwork to do a Freedom of Information Act request, and we're going to go over the kind of information that McDonald's is actually keeping on its customers. But these files are probably thicker than what the FBI has on most people, or the NSA. One customer had a 515-page dossier on him. Imagine if you're, you know, a little bit older. How much of this information that they're keeping is legal to be storing? What happens when the data breach happens like it always does? This is actually really creepy, and it's a good reminder to be careful, you know, with all these apps. You know, all these apps that everybody's forcing you to use. You might save a dollar on some French fries, but they're making millions selling your information. And, well, quite honestly, probably this is the gateway to surge pricing and individual customer-based pricing. All this kind of stuff. McDonald's built a 515-page dossier on me, and it says I will never stop eating there. I requested a copy of my data from the McDonald's loyalty program and received an extensive personalized report that algorithmically predicts my next purchase. I mean, this is actually crazy. I mean, I knew, like most people kind of know that these apps collect information on you, but the amount of information that they're collecting is, and what they're collecting is bizarre. When I first downloaded the McDonald's app years ago, I signed up for its loyalty program hoping to get better deals. Why not some cheap French fries? While I understand that this would entail some type of data tracking, I had no grasp of just how much information would be used to algorithmically predict my next purchase. As a California resident, I have the legal right to access the data a company stores about me, so I decided to request that information from McDonald's to better understand what one of the major fast food companies is collecting about its customers. A few days after I visited the McDonald's Privacy Rights Center and requested access, I received 515 pages in my inbox with an iconic golden arches stamped across the top. When customers sign up for loyalty programs, that's why this is, you know, normally it's like, oh, it's McDonald's, it's whatever, but this is all of them, just so you know, these loyalty programs. They're not just tracking your purchases. You wait till you see all the kind of stuff. When customers sign up for loyalty programs, like the one offered on the McDonald's app, they might not fully realize the extent of which their data is being aggregated and used in predictive models. Also, of course, probably being sold. McDonald's secret sauce is really commercial surveillance, says Jeff Chester, executive director at the Center for Digital Democracy, a group that advocates for customer protections. Privacy experts I spoke with said this level of detail is invasive, but it's fairly standard for how every large company in the United States runs their loyalty program. So be thinking about that next time you sign up to save $2. This report contains specific pieces of personal information about you that were identified by searching McDonald's system, which contains information about our customers. Read the report intro, or read the report intro. It was a lengthy and difficult to parse, so I used a generative AI tool to extract key information before I verifying details.
All right, let's stop there. I'll put the full report up on X. Be sure and follow Salty Cracker, because we disagree on the war, but he's still a great guy. We're not in a cult. But these apps can even listen to you, watch you. I'm not saying the McDonald's app, but a lot of them. They're a doorway into everything. That's how you're being tracked. All this stuff you think is innocuous is not innocuous, because you're predatory companies that want total control, that are under the ESG system of BlackRock, the corporate global governance system. We'll be back on the other side with a whole bunch of insane news, including new Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
China's 0.3-gram robotic mosquito drone stuns the world in a new video. Researchers at China's National University of Defense Technology created a 0.3-gram device with about 1 to 2 centimeters long, with a leaf-shaped wings flapping hundreds of times per second for stealthy reconnaissance on battlefields. Demonstrated on state TV, it blends proportion sensors and controls into an insect-sized body, though limited by short battery life and lab conditions. Reactions mix awe with the miniaturization, with jokes about mosquito nets and concerns over spy potential, echoing global race in microrobotics like Harvard's RoboBee. I remember about 15 years ago, it was in the Washington Post, that protesters in D.C. saw these dragonflies flying around, and one of them broke and fell, and it was a machine. So a lot of what the U.S. has and the West has is secret, but that shows how runaway train all of this is and just how crazy it's really gotten. Well, Jason Burmes is hosting the rest of the fourth hour. He takes over. Then we have Harrison Smith coming in, loaded for bear. Be sure and join us. But remember, things are going to just get crazier from here on out. But know that we'll report the best information we have. We'll be as accurate as we can. We're not perfect, but you'll get the truth from us. And I want to thank you all for your word of mouth and support. The bad guys want us off the air. So please share the live feeds at Real Auction Show on X right now and on rumble.com/Auction Show Live, the Auction Show Live, and auctionslive.com is the main news site, where you can find the feeds, the articles, the reports, the boil downs of the daily show. So you can just watch the particular subjects you want to see at alexjoneslive.com. And we got some big announcements in the next few weeks, very soon, of victories we're having, but I'll leave it at that. But for now, my old friend of 20 plus years, Jason Burmes, takes over. Jason.
Thank you so much, Alex. And it's funny because I was going to lead with this story, with the McDonald's built a 515-page dossier, but look at it. Really through a lens, that you and I looked at it a decade ago, the selfish ledger by Google. All of this, this track, trace, database, and now movement into an agentic AI society has not only been planned, but in their own internal documents told, and many of those things actually leak out. So you look at the McDonald's app, and just like Jeremy from The Quartering was talking about, you think you're going to save some money, but then you find out that it's building this algorithm on your movement, your spending habits. They've been using things, you know, Alex was one of the first people to talk about the microphones in the digital television boxes, but it's gone so much further than that because every single gaming machine you have, every single smart TV speaker, I mean, go down the line, as well as the magic box that you carry or even the watch you might be wearing, that has audio content recognition. If it has a camera on it, it also has video content recognition. And all of that stuff is stored somewhere on your profile in multiple areas. We're not talking about a government dossier per se. It's all these little private groups that have that information, but then can be accessed at any time by a government entity or one of their private contractors. Okay? And to really illustrate how dark and dystopic the vision of this data collection is, I do want to take it back.
Oh, let me guess. You want to bring us the Total Information Awareness Network and Admiral Poindexter.
Well, first of all, that's even further back, right? That's Alex Jones, Road to Tyranny, pre-2001.
So let me just correct myself, because I don't know why I always call him Salty Cracker. I've known the guy for years. He's The Quartering. Something does with Salty Cracker. I watch the show all the time. I can't get all the handles straight. But absolutely, the government said, since we can't get around Congress not letting us surveil, we'll have private corporations do it. People opt in. But then we, in agreements, will access it all in live time. That's what we're dealing with, the Total Information Awareness Network. Continue. I just wanted to correct me calling The Quartering Salty Cracker, whoever that is.
You got it, Alex. And listen, people need to understand, you know, that Total Information Awareness Network was simply rebranded. When you look at the logo on it, it's this globe with an all-seeing eye. It's kind of like a three-dimensional $1 bill, just as creepy and outward as it gets. But the truth of the matter is, what was that? That was a DARPA program. And as we talked about yesterday with the DOE, this new Genesis mission.
Well, that DARPA program took over, I mean, it set up modern Google, Palantir, everything.
And that's exactly where I was going. You know, we showed you through the National Library Initiative and the NFS, the National Foundation of Science, they brought in Larry Page and Sergey Brin in a program they actually started in the 80s to digitize all information, Alex. And they essentially gave them the code for their algorithm, their search engine. And not only was it started by a NASA DARPA partnership, but just as you know, it was funded through the Central Intelligence Agency and InQtel. And it's now a decade ago that this video, the selfish ledger, I mean, even when the mainstream got a hold of this, what are the headlines? A creepy vision of how data could be used to direct human decision making. And unfortunately, it's not could be, it has been. It is doing right now. And the next step in that is try to couple you with this new agentic AI system to get you to interface more and more with something that is not human. And the Black Mirror aspect is actually something that Jay Dyer and I discussed. It's very seductive in the sense that if you actually know what you're talking about, and even when it lies to you, right? Oh, it tells you how smart you are and how you're right. It's catering to your personality. I think that's why I felt so creeped out by the movie Her, that is continuing to become more and more a reality. But let's get to Google's reality. Let's play the selfish ledger video to kick this thing off, because this is actually a very long video. I'll probably be stopping it in the middle to make commentary, because it really does show you these people are social Darwinists. Okay, they don't believe in God at all, and they're talking about this collective direction of society through mass surveillance. So here it is without further ado, the selfish ledger.
This man is Jean-Baptiste Pierre Antoine de Monet, Chevalier de Lamarck. In 1809, 50 years before Darwin published The Origin of the Species, he wrote what is widely recognized as the first comprehensive theory of evolution. His book, The Philosophie Zoologique, introduced the notion of an internal code within every living thing, which, when passed down through successive generations, defined the physiological characteristics of a species. At the center of Lamarck's theory laid what he called the adaptive force. He believed that the experiences of an organism during its life modified this internal code, and upon reproduction, this modified version was passed down to its young. Whilst not biologically accurate, and ultimately superseded by Darwin's theory of natural selection, the epigenetic theories put forward by him are beginning to find new homes in unexpected places. When we use contemporary technology, a trail of information is created in the form of data. When analyzed, it describes our actions, decisions, preferences, movement, and relationships. This codified version of who we are becomes ever more complex, developing, changing, and deforming based on our actions. In this regard, this ledger of our data may be considered a Lamarckian epigenome.
And let me just stop it right there. Now, first and foremost, in these first, like, it's not even 2 minutes, they're pushing Darwinism. And again, this predator class are all about social Darwinism to ultimately to try to bring in transhumanism. I mean, us as a subspecies, if they even allow us to live, okay, and them as gods on this planet. Now, think about how creepy it is that they take this transition from this kind of animal genetic data and behavior into what? A girl on her magic box, totally mesmerized by it. Totally mesmerized by it. I mean, how accurate actually is that? And then it goes through all these data patterns that they're harnessing literally from the device she's on, amongst other things. Okay? And they're going to set it up on how they're going to be the good guys. Meanwhile, it's just like a total dystopia. This isn't something they put out to the public. This was something internally for the great folks at Google, the Sergey Brins, the Larry Pages. So let's keep going on this selfish ledger, because it basically tells you that human beings are bad, and these people with the information, they're going to make everything good again.
Constantly evolving representation of who we are. This is Bill Hamilton, one of the most significant evolutionary theorists of the 20th century. His work studying the social structures of ants, bees, and wasps had a profound effect on our understanding of the role of genes in social behaviors such as altruism. He believed, and went on to prove, that the driving force behind evolution was not the individual, but the gene. He stated that the ultimate criterion which determines whether a gene will spread is not whether the behavior is to the benefit of the behavior, but whether it is to the benefit of the gene. In the mid-1970s...
See, I just want to put it again. They're telling you that we're all selfish and that it's embedded in us genetically. And then Dawkins, who's like one of the worst. And look, anybody that knows me, I'm not sitting here trying to project religion on anybody. But you notice they also were against the individual there. And there's this mass movement against rugged individualism, because that's where the true power lies within the self. Yes, you want to communicate to others. You want to work with others. You want to love others. Absolutely. And that's powerful. But there is nothing more powerful than that independence, okay, that breaks free from the norm and creates things. Let's get into Dawkins here and this selfish ledger.
the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, built on the work of Hamilton and others to popularize the concept of the selfish gene. In his book of the same name, he introduced the notion of a gene which, whilst devoid of any motives or will, could be metaphorically and pedagogically described as if it were. In this model, the individual organism is a transient carrier, a survival machine for the gene. User-centered design principles have dominated the world of computing for many decades, but what if we looked at things a little differently? What if the ledger could be given a volition or purpose, rather than simply acting as an historical reference? What if we focused on creating a richer ledger by introducing more sources of information? What if we thought of ourselves not as the owners of this information, but as custodians, transient carriers, or caretakers?
So let's just stop it right there. You know, they're advocating right there for mass surveillance of everything and acting like they're going to be benevolent, right? And that they're carriers of this information. Now, as I said yesterday on the program, you know, that initial National Library Initiative, when Google was around and, you know, about a decade ago, it started to change. But still about a decade ago, 2017, if I looked up something that was in a big newspaper, I could find an actual scan of that newspaper, right? And look, that is beneficial. I've always talked about you got to use the tools that are in front of you, right? I mean, yes, is Google a DARPA-driven technopoly? Absolutely. I talk about it all the time. I mean, does it work hand in hand with the National Security Council? Yes. Is Eric Schmidt that guy? You know, and Alphabet as the big company around it. And even though that Schmidt's kind of on the outs with Google, supposedly, you know, he's still Bilderberg. He's still working with the Defense Department, all those things. Right. So you look at this and it's talking about this ledger. And at the same time right now, you can't find those articles anymore. You can't find scans, searchable scans of real newspapers. Instead, you have these AI companies that aren't acting as custodians that are going to share it. They're going to hoard the real information. They're buying up rare books as we speak, buying up rare books, taking in that data for themselves, because AI is not artificial intelligence. It is programmed algorithmic search engines, essentially, and they want the real information for them. And we don't get it. We get the great narrative and this push towards globalism and collectivism. This is all collectivism right here. Let's continue.
Initially, the notion of a goal-oriented ledger may be user-driven. As an organization, Google would be responsible for offering suitable targets for a user's ledger. Whilst the notion of a global good is problematic, topics would likely focus on health or environmental impact to reflect Google's values as an organization.
And just to, I can't help but stop it. You know, Alex is talking about the ESG system. They're going to protect the environment. They're worried about your health. We saw how that played out with COVID-1984, right? And Google's, again, McDonald's has 515-page dossiers on Big Mac users. Okay. It's Google. It's Apple. It's Amazon. Go down the line. It's Microsoft. All of them. All of them. And the values that they, listen, it's the appearance of benevolence. You know, you look at this and Google itself used to have on their wall, again, created by the good people at DARPA and NASA. I know. It's out there. It's public knowledge. It used to say, don't be evil. And they're talking about a Google global good. I mean, some people don't even know that they used to have the logo, don't be evil. They took it off the wall and stopped using. I mean, is that a good sign when you're a company and you say, don't be evil, and then you take it off the wall and a bunch of programmers walk out because they don't want to program death drones? You know, that's just one small instance of people saying, you know what, I've had enough with this company. Okay, so let's get back to the selfish ledger. Again, a video now a decade ago that really speaks to the dystopia, not that they want to build that we're actually currently living in. Okay?
Once the user selects a volition for their ledger, every interaction may be compared to a series of parallel options. If one of these options allows the ledger to move closer to its goal, it will be offered up to the user. Over time, by selecting these options, the user's behavior may be modified and the ledger moves closer to its target.
I mean, a decade ago, no one stopped these people when they're talking about modifying your behavior through the algorithms they create. They're not shy about it.
As this line of thinking accelerates and the notion of a goal-driven ledger becomes more palatable, suggestions may be converted not by the user, but by the ledger itself. In this case, the ledger is missing a key data source, which it requires in order to better understand this user. In order to plug the gap in its knowledge, the ledger begins searching for a device which delivers the required data when used. From this list, the ledger begins sorting the options most likely to appeal to the user in question. In situations where no suitable product is found, the ledger may investigate a bespoke solution. By analyzing historical data, it is increasingly possible to discern qualitative information such as taste and aesthetic sensibility, which may be used in the creation of a design proposal.
A design proposal. I mean, is anybody paying attention right here? Because all this is happening and has been happening for years. It talks about going to outside sources of data to try to change your behavior. All right. And that's why this agentic AI is so scary. That's why the flock cameras, which if we have time, we're going to get into at the end of this as well. It's not just flock. You see, they take flock out, for instance, and then, you know, they just have a replacement system. Months after Syracuse ditched flocks, critics say the new Axon systems are in place. And guess what they solved? Nothing. Nothing. These things are working in conjunction with one another. And the reason that flock is so scary is because it's openly data mining. It also hooks to your Bluetooth. It's outside of just license plate scanners, but it's the technology itself. You know, it's Axon, it's Carbine, Palantir, all of those things. And here's the thing. You knock one of them down, like five more are ready to pop right back up. So this is telling you about the algorithmic manipulation that they were openly instituting a decade ago and successfully instituted. The next step is the agentic AI. But it's okay because it's for the Google-driven good.
With the advent of technologies such as CNC milling and the emergent possibilities of 3D printing, a custom object may be created to trigger this user's interest. In this way, the ledger is able to plug gaps in its knowledge and refine its model of human behavior. User data has the capability to survive beyond the limits of our biological selves in much the same way as genetic code is released and propagated in nature. By considering this data through a Lamarckian lens, the codified experiences within the ledger become an accumulation of behavioral knowledge throughout the life of an individual. By thinking of user data as multi-generational, it becomes possible for emerging users to benefit from the preceding generation's behaviors and decisions. As new users enter an ecosystem, they begin to create their own trail of data. By comparing this emergent ledger with the mass of historical user data, it becomes possible to make increasingly accurate predictions about decisions and future behaviors. As cycles of collection and comparison extend, it may be possible to develop a species-level understanding of complex issues such as depression, health, and poverty.
Let me stop it there. Got about a minute till break. So once again, through this lens of benevolence, let us have all of your information. Let us store all this information. We're going to cure depression. Well, in my generation, they continually told me that we were going to solve cancer. Not it was going to get worse and worse and worse and continue to explode. You know, what is the truth? The truth is they want to institute these systems for command and control of a population that they want to take on a transhumanist journey. and I'm not down with it. And that transhumanist journey is massive oppression and slavery for the vast majority of us. And Alex Jones was one of the first people talking about it on a large scale level. So go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get the hats, get the shirts. I'm wearing an old school one right now, the old Arnold Obey, and we'll be back after this.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Where, oh, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, goes, you're fat. Your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't really really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The AlexJonesStore.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The ultramethylene red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And we are back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Burmis, and we're going to get back to the selfish ledger. And we're probably going to pull it back a few seconds because, again, they're talking about not, you notice they didn't say the manipulation of the population, right? They said species, our species, because they are actively trying to alter that species, our very humanity. That's why this is so important. You know, that, like, I used to be, you know, when I got involved in this game 20 plus years ago, and 9/11 was that vehicle, and I was in my, you know, early to mid 20s, I really believed we were going to be able to get our constitutional republic back. We were going to have hearings and war crimes. We're going to be exposed of this predator class, of this quote unquote elite who are anything but. And now I'm just telling people, stay human, because there is so much coming at us right now on a, not just like spiritual level, like being encompassed in, on a biological level as well. So listen, if you like what I do, if you're interested maybe in that Genesis mission that I was talking about yesterday and you missed the segment, I'm actually going to be premiering it on my YouTube after this. And you can catch it, of course, anytime, youtube.com/InfoWarrior, or also give me a follow on X, and I post all that stuff there. So let's do that. Let's take it back just a little bit, where they're talking about global surveillance of everything through all sorts of sensors and different methods, right? Generationally, to literally alter the species. This is all about, they're not shy about it. This is about behavioral conditioning and beyond. So let's wrap, there's like 2 or 3 minutes left in The Selfish Ledger by Google in 2016.
As cycles of collection and comparison extend, it may be possible to develop a species-level understanding of complex issues such as depression, health, and poverty. Our ability to interpret user data, combined with the exponential growth in sensor-enabled objects, will result in an increasingly detailed account of who we are as people. As these streams of information are brought together, the effect is multiplied. New patterns become apparent and new predictions become possible.
So just so people know, it says behavioral sequencing.
Since the 1970s, huge efforts have been made in sequencing the human genome. Today, after many years of research and billions of data points, that sequence is known. By adopting a similar perspective with user data, we may begin to better understand its role. Just as the examination of protein structures paved the way to genetic sequencing, the mass, multi-generational examination of actions and results could introduce a model of behavioral sequencing. As gene sequencing yields a comprehensive map of human biology, researchers are increasingly able to target parts of the sequence and modify them in order to achieve a desired result.
And let me just stop.
As patterns begin to emerge in the behavior.
Because now they're talking about patenting these behavioral methodologies and drugs, right? And they've already used, what do you think MKUltra on a large scale was really about? I mean, they worked hand in hand with Big Pharma. Do you think these SSRIs are a mistake? I seriously, when you look at these drugs and the behaviors, you know, I found this video of this Asian scientist who just laid out the transhumanist agenda, I think in like, it is either the early 80s or maybe late 80s. It was wild. I did a full watch along with that. People found it hard that they didn't have subtitles for the guy, but it's also a must watch. This is Google telling you about behavioral methodologies. And let me say this. Look, they tried this during COVID, and obviously they censored so many people on YouTube. But how'd that work out for you, Susan Wojcicki? And I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but she censored a bunch of people during the COVID 1984 nightmare and then died of fast acting cancer. Okay? You know, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Maybe you want to share information. Maybe you want to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get the Mebendazole and find out what is up with this parasitic stuff. I mean, look up Fenbendazole. Look up the Joe Tippins protocol. Just saying, those are things to look into. But they're not information that the good people at Google want to put to the forefront. So who's really being selfish here, Google? Is it the species? Are we the selfish ones?
Your sequences. They too may be targeted. The ledger could be given a focus, shifting it from a system which not only tracks our behavior, but offers direction towards a desired result. We are at the very beginning of our journey of understanding in the field of user data. By applying our knowledge of epigenetics, inheritance, and memetics to this field, we may be able to make mental leaps in our understanding, which could offer benefits to this generation, to future generations, and the species as a whole.
So again, they're the good guys, and they just used a word there. Many people are not familiar with memetics, okay? And I talk about biomimetics specifically because it is the very definition of mimicking things. And that's all this artificial intelligence is. It's mimicking other people's work. It's mimicking other people's writing, drawings, film work. It's never going to be the real thing, but institutions like Google and the transhumanists behind it, they want to give you this idea that AI is going to become conscious, that you're going to have a digital twin, that you can upload your consciousness. No, none of that is real. No, absolutely none of it. It's a seduction of humanity to think that those things are, they're not real. Okay. So I want to get into the surveillance aspects and what's happening in actuality now with these flock cameras. Because look, it's not just about track trace database. And it kind of at the end when they talked about behavioral sequencing and genetics, it's not just the Internet of Things. It's the Internet of Bodies. For instance, you know, I was just talking about those medications, right? Well, they have medications right now with Bluetooth sensors in them. Anybody can go look it up. I think Abilify is one of them. Okay. You have to take the little druggie. And that way, once it's digested, your doctor knows you took the medication. So you're going to behave. Hey, that anybody would do that to themselves is totally and completely crazy. But let's get into these new levels of surveillance, agentic AI. And then I want to tell a little story again about old school InfoWars and why it is really, really important to this day. I mean, why it has been a trailblazer, a leader, and it has helped to try to set policy in the right direction. So I showed that article out of Syracuse, but they're not the only ones. So these are the Axon cameras. And believe me, if people complain about the Axon cameras, they're going for the next level. I'm not saying we shouldn't fight. We need to continue to fight. Oh, that's not what I wanted to go to. Sorry about that. This right here, this story. A few days ago, I believe this woman was boxed in, okay, after being pulled over the second time. I believe it was the second time they went to this. Yeah. The flock cameras thought her car was that of, you know, a suspected killer. Wasn't. And guess what? I mean, they almost killed this woman. And it's not an isolated incident. You are now guilty until proven innocent with this technology. And I just want to show this video, which is a microcosm for that and why these flock cameras, I mean, on every level, you know, we're going to talk about Glenn Jacobs, the mayor of Knox, Tennessee, who used to be Kane the Wrestler in a moment. But I just want to give one small example here, on why these things are totally crazy to allow to be instituted.
We have cameras.
It was a false allegation beginning at the door of Chrisanna Elser in September. Sergeant Jamie Milliman with the Columbine Valley Police Department told her flock license plate reader cameras placed her at the scene of a package theft and that she was being sighted.
Oh, no, where it is.
Okay, I have you on camera.
Okay.
You taking a package and walking away.
After Elser proved her innocence with her own video from her Rivian vehicle and footage from her Taylor near the scene of the crime, Sergeant Milliman's wrongful allegation and this video went viral.
Can't get a breath of fresh air in or out without us knowing.
We've learned Milliman was fired as a Jefferson County Sheriff's Deputy in 2013 for failing to follow through with police work. A letter we obtained says he failed to take reports from citizens, failed to Mirandize a juvenile suspect, and failed to complete other paperwork. We told...
And by the way, You know, she proved her innocence. They didn't even want to look. I mean, it's at the original video is even crazier. Like they show you the video of the person stealing the package. They show you the still shot supposedly of her carton. It's not even her. And he just keeps telling, well, I know it's you. He's arguing with her and the husband. And look, unfortunately on this one, the solution, I mean, I don't know about this guy. He could be terrible on law enforcement. People are people. You know, not everybody's great, but this tool, it needs to be stopped. Absolutely.
Elser about what we found in Milliman's past.
It comes as no surprise with the way he handled following procedures and processes for this particular incident as well. I mean, the flock is a very powerful tool.
I'm not making this up.
Eventually, Milliman was hired in Columbine Valley, which has been receiving significant criticism in the wake of Elser's story. This letter obtained by 9 News shows Milliman is now being disciplined for his rude behavior, dismissive attitude, and unwillingness to de-escalate.
Hey, listen, again, that's a microcosm. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people that get into law enforcement are on power trips. And that's not everybody. There are good people in every level of law enforcement. There's good people in the intelligence agencies. But at the end of the day, the way that case was handled was totally insane. She was totally innocent, and they just don't care. So I got this, 1.5 minute clip of Glenn Jacobs, who just went on Fox News. I was thinking about playing the Fox News clip. I'm not sure we're going to get to it. What was very good about the Fox News clip is that, you know, they tried to downplay it about, oh, exes spying on their girlfriends or their wives or, you know, that type of thing as being bad. But Glenn Jacobs just said, hey, what if Anthony Fauci had the power of these cameras and these flock systems during COVID? You already had so many. You walked into a certain business. You didn't have the mask on. Get out. People wanted to see your identification for the essential workers and everybody that took the hate and lie shots. I mean, it would only be worse with this type of technology. But this is like a 1.5 minute breakdown by Glenn Jacobs. And Glenn Jacobs, while he was still wrestling 16 plus years ago, somewhere in like, I don't know, it was between 2000 and 9 and 10, when I was working at InfoWars and I had the show The Info Warrior and MySpace was a thing, he actually contacted me on MySpace. So Glenn Jacobs was an InfoWars listener all those years ago, decided to step up to the plate, get involved in politics. And quite frankly, if we're talking about somebody in 2028, you know, Glenn Jacobs is at like the top of my list for somebody that should run for national politics. I tried to get him on the show. He did not want to come on there. He's like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, well, we'll talk about anything you want. We'll talk about the state of... Didn't want to come on then. Maybe Alex should reach out to Glenn Jacobs now because he's spot on when it comes to this technology.
These flock cameras are all the rage across the country. The danger with flock cameras is they're sold as license plate readers. We've had those for a long time. License plate reader, your car drives by. If it has a certain license plate number, stolen car, looking for a murderer, Amber Alert, it flags it. Hit, police know the car, pass that camera. Okay, they go look for it. Flock cameras do really the opposite. They collect every license plate. They make a digital fingerprint of your car. Make, model, color, roof rack, bumper stickers. And the real danger is this. When they're deployed in large numbers, they essentially create a warrantless mass surveillance system, because they can track your movements. What's interesting is the Supreme Court has already ruled against this sort of thing. 2018, there was a case reached the Supreme Court, Carpenter versus the United States, in which the FBI had been warrantlessly collecting historic cell phone location data about this Carpenter guy. And the court said, you have to have a warrant to do that. Flock cameras are doing that, but they're doing that literally on steroids. They are a massive threat to our liberty, and it is just not compatible with the values of Americans.
No, it's not. And it's not compatible with the values of any type of free society. Forget about Americans. It's not compatible with human autonomy. Full stop. I want to kind of get into one more AI aspect. Okay. Because I see a lot of these stories, and this is actually another Wired story. And I want to throw caution to the wind. Rogue AI agents aren't evil. They're just eager to please. Now, I read this thing and, you know, that they talk about the dangers of evil AI agentic agents in the hands of, you know, bad actors. So that, as far as I'm concerned, ChatGPT, Grok, Gemini, they are the bad actors. I mean, they all gatekeep at certain levels on certain subjects. I will say begrudgingly, because, you know, I don't believe that X is a free speech platform. And, you know, I'm very skeptical of Elon Musk. Grok does seem to be at least the best one in the United States. I haven't tried DeepSeek and these other models, et cetera. And unfortunately, I have to use them because, you know, the search engines aren't what they used to be, because they're serving you up an agenda just like they said they would in the selfish ledger. Right? So you have to be really crafty and ask the right kind of questions to get the right kind of source material so you can even do the right kind of searches to try to get there. Now, this article gets into the idea that AI is breaking out of their, you know, confinement systems. That's not real. Okay? And they kind of allude to it. I think it's like kind of alluded to right in the very beginning, where they talk of how the algorithms follow our every command. All right. So we're programming them. If you want an AI that can't break out of a system, it's very simple to do. You just make sure that system that's running it is not connected to the internet or anything else. It is in what is known as an enclosed system. And by the way, if you don't think our governments, other governments, DARPA, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, go down the list, have been utilizing these technologies, Google in particular with NASA, because they've been on this quantum computing / artificial intelligence partnership now for over a decade. I could play that. I played it on this show before in the fourth hour. Where, again, they're promoting things like the multiverse, this idea that, again, you don't have any autonomy. You're not special. You're not an individual. And that just seems to be the agenda all the way down. So we got about 6.5 minutes left. I wanted to do a little Epstein, okay, because there are a lot of things that have been coming out on the Epstein case, and I don't think I'm going to have the time to play it. But Newsmax actually went out to Zorro Ranch. So they went out to Zorro Ranch and they did this piece with the guy who now owns it. They've assured everybody. They show you even the blueprints, some of the blueprints of the estate. There are no underground tunnels. Everything's kosher here. The FBI and the DOJ have been out there. Meanwhile, there continues to be legal battles with the Department of Justice out of New Mexico over the ranch. But you can't make this up. Let's see if we get just a shot of this guy right here. Where is he? I can't believe. Come on. Give me a shot of the guy who actually lives here with the cowboy hat. There he is. The rich family. He says they had a 3-day exorcism at the house. You can go watch this yourself. If we had the time, I just want to get to some other bullet point stories. 3-day exorcism at Epstein's Zorro Ranch. And by the way, they're converting Zorro Ranch and its estate. Let's see if we can get this guy right here into a Christian encampment. You can't make it up. The old Epstein Ranch is going to be a Christian camp. So getting into Epstein, this guy right here, Yuval Aviv. He went on the Danny Jones podcast. You can see that over there. It's like almost 4 hours long. I will say this. It is riveting. I only watched like the first 3 hours and change. I think I got like 40 minutes left in it. He makes some pretty incredible claims. And let me say this. I don't necessarily buy into what a admitted Israeli Mossad assassin says, but this is actually the guy. He's got a bunch of books that they based Munich on, which was the Steven Spielberg movie about the assassins that went after the people that killed the Israeli athletes at the games, okay? The Olympic Games in Munich. So he says things like this. He investigated Robert Maxwell's death, which seems to be an obvious murder, on behalf of Ghislaine Maxwell herself. He believes that Maxwell was big into global money laundering, and so was Epstein, and that it was generationally passed down. I do agree with him on this one. He says that he is sure that Epstein is dead and was killed in prison. It was not a suicide. He also said he actually knows the person that did it, believe it or not. I mean, these should be pretty big headlines. That isn't even scratching the surface of this interview with this, and he's not just like works for the Mossad, done work for the FBI, done all sorts of private contracting work. Apparently that's how Maxwell found him, as he was like at some auction house front. Some people have called him a complete and total con man. But then again, you know, this movie was made. He's written all these books. He does seem to know all these people. He has a powerful, investigative private organization right now. So, and by the way, he also said, yes, Epstein, was first blackmailing people for himself, but the Mossad got a whiff of it and got everything. He said, you know, not only were the houses, but, the planes all were rigged up with cameras, and probably agree with him on that. Well, let's hit, some other bullet points in these last 2 minutes on the Epstein stories. So Jess Staley, okay, Barclays, I mean, again, another guy at the hip of Epstein. Epstein sent him girls. The idea that Epstein wasn't trafficking in at least women, we don't know about underage girls specifically with Staley, but he sure liked him in the Snow White costumes, if you believe the documents out there. Remember, we still haven't gotten a multitude of those documents. Forget about the actual photographs and videos. And by the way, that Mossad assassin says, oh, they're going to come out eventually. Again, I don't necessarily believe him. He also praised shadow government members such as Dick Cheney and George Bush Sr. Just want to put that out there. So, yeah, they actually interviewed Staley and asked him about, you know, Epstein trafficking girls to him. All right. They also recently interviewed Leslie Groff, where we all know Ghislaine Maxwell's name because she's in prison. But read the documents. This woman is just as guilty, if not more, and maybe even spent more time as an assistant to Epstein. And that's just scratching the surface. There are other people that need to be questioned, just like Leslie Groff, who was softballed, of course. People like Sarah Kalin, Adriana Ross. Okay, those people also need to be questioned. Nadia Marcinko, a.k.a. Marcinkova. If you don't know those names, you should. Folks, that is going to just about do it for this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Please spread this information. Please check out the Genesis Mission. Go show people the Selfish Ledger. Explain to them the origins of Google and support this broadcast through the AlexJonesStore.com. Like I said, I'm rocking the old school t-shirt, the Arnold Obey. I wish they sold this one. They could bring it back. Arnold said, screw your freedoms. During COVID-1984. Get the supplements, and as always, it is not about left or right, always about right and wrong. I love you guys. We'll see you on the flip side.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.